Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, everybody? I hope everybody had a good day today, man. Enjoyed y'all weekend. Those that went to the picnic, man, and had a good time. Looked like it was a lot of good racing going on down there this weekend. Ethan, if you on here, press the one button and come on, give us a recap and let everybody know. And, man, if we got anybody else got any upcoming events or announcements, press the one button. We'll get you in here after Ethan. Ethan, come on, your mic open, my brother.
Hey, what's good, y'all? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, shoot, man, we had a good time, man. I want to thank everybody that came out, came out, supported, had a good time. Bear with us in the staging lanes through the shootouts and stuff. And, you know, just like I said, thank you everybody that came out and, you know, for the support. And I hope everybody had a good time.
Yes, sir. Man, you got your winners, man. Who won the classes down
man,
there?
Kind of, sort of. Shit, I'm back there working the stage. Man, I'll be back there working the staging lane. So, you know, I got to wait about a week of and kind of go through everything. Look at all the videos. It's like I'm there, but I ain't there. But I know, I think the 7-0, man, I don't know his name, but I had him up on the cover. He had a white little S10. He won the 7-0 Friday night. Spencer Pena with the red Mazda, he won the off-the-trailer truck shootout Friday night. The JV, I want to say, don't quote me on which one it is. I don't even want to try to say their first name, but I know the crooks out of Arkansas, one of them gray cars won. Don't know which one. You know, they got so many cars, but they won the JV varsity. Cody Jones won. We call it varsity basically a small tie, anything on 28th. He won that one. Grudge races, I kind of caught a few. I know Silver Dollar pulled it off against Chocolate City. XPL won against BLM. And then, like I say, it was some in between I probably missed and didn't actually get to see. So I'm still, like I said, I'm still looking at highlights and going back through everything myself.
Yes, sir.
But
it was
good, though, man.
I know Silver Dollar Grudge Race crooked him, I think, twice.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, sure did. So that was Friday night. Friday night and Saturday night, like one of the last races of the night. Friday night, Quan went red. And then, Saturday night, they come back and got it back. So technically, they won on 1-1. So I'm sure that bout will keep on going, you know, probably to the next event or whatever.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, appreciate you coming on, man. Anybody else got something else going on or coming up? Press the one button. K-Dog, if you're on here, I know we got Hell at the Dell coming up. Let's see. Somebody press the one button. 409-6283. Your mic open. Who we got?
JP.
What's up?
You called my phone threatening me last night. You know that wasn't a good thing for you. You know my car is down. But you show up at the Hell of Dell with my street car. You sit on my bumper, let me move, and I'm going to fuck you up.
That sounds good. We'll talk about that. I still got a little more seat time to get under my belt, brother.
Oh, wow. Well, shit, I thought you was ready. You called my phone threatening me, so I was looking for you.
No, I ain't called you threatening you. I called you because I heard you was looking for me.
I wasn't looking for you, but I'm trying to look at you with the street car.
All right.
on the back bumper. You let me move, and we'll have sex.
All right. Hey, wait till you get a little bit closer. We get a little more comfortable in that car, and you can get that, brother.
Oh, man, I thought you were trying to do it at the hell of the day. Because I need
that's
to
what
move
I'm talking
so
about.
I can get so I can be ready.
So you can be ready? I'm gonna give
yeah.
you ample amount of time to get ready, man.
I don't want to spend no excess money getting the car ready if you ain't trying to see me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if not, it'll be some other stuff there that can see you.
Nah, I'm trying to see you. You call my phone.
Oh, okay.
But
all right.
Anyway, just let me know when you want to get down with the put down.
All right, you got that, brother. You got that. Let's see.
All right.
832-5400. Your mic open.
What's
boy.
Up? What's up, JP?
What's going on?
Oh, shit, man, I can't call it. Man, shout out to Ethan. Had a successful, great race over the weekend, man. We had a great time out there. I was just calling in to let everybody know, hell at the deal right around the corner, November the 13th. We got Gangsters on 28, 10K to win. Goddamn hit list, choice hit list. 3,500 to win, 8-car minimum. 8-car minimum on Gangsters on 28. I think we're going to have I know we're going to have a 4-car shootout. Call it the Big D shootout. That's old David Wilson shootout. It's myself, Ben Armstrong, Tracy Potts, and J.R. Quick in a 4-car shootout. We got a couple grudge races already getting ready to locked in or already locked in. Man, this is going to be a good fun time, man. And shit, y'all come out and do the thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Here, keep it on people's mind. I'm start getting on everybody's motherfucking nerve in about a week. You know, I'm going to post it every day so y'all can't say y'all didn't remember. So I will get on my due diligence and push it to no end.
The hit list, is it going to be just how you've been doing it? Just
the hit list kinda, the hit list going to probably have a cap on it. We'll probably do a 490 cap on it. Trying to let the racers do a little input on it to see if they want to cap or if they don't want to cap. I'm pretty sure a lot of people leaning towards the cap. If we're going to cap it, we're going to try to cap it at a 490. 8-car minimum, like
okay.
I say, by, you know, 3,000 to win guaranteed, 8-car minimum. And we're going to put a cap on it probably and see if we can get more participants at it because a lot of people get scared because Joe blow in and then he don't think he can run with him. So if we put a cap on it, you know, keep a motherfucker safe in their own mind. Or whatever, but
yeah.
Hopefully it'll work out. And but yeah, if y'all got any questions and want to get in any shootout, the Gangs on 28, y'all feel free to hit up Kevin Rogers on Facebook or hit myself up on Facebook. If y'all want to participate, let us know so we can put y'all down and so we know what we're dealing with. So that's pretty much it though, JP.
All right, and but your hit list is what's the entry? Is there entry fee, sir? I don't think I heard you.
Entry fee is $200. Entry fee is $200. I think Gangsters on 28 is $300. Yeah, entry fee stays the same. Ain't nothing changed. Entry fee $200.
Yeah.
Just come on out there,
and
y'all have y'all good old time.
And I know also K Dog used to put together a local Joker shootout with. Be kind of the local guy, 4 cars he picked for, you know, local to the Evadale track. I know you used to do that too. And ain't no telling what else might pop up. Shit, by then.
Correct, right.
I think he's doing
580.
He's doing the motorcycle.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, 587, no.
Oh, yeah.
I believe.
Right. Chris is doing the motorcycle, I think, this year.
I think he's doing something what they call an OG class or something like that. A street OG class, something like that. I have to pull the fly up and pull a post up he made if I can find it. But, yeah, like Troy say, November 13th, Hell at the Deal. Be there. Come on out and have some good fun.
Yeah, make sure y'all be there, man. You're gonna have plenty of grudge racing, scrappy going in the battle. Shit, some shit gonna be popping off, man.
Yes, sir. Let's see. Yeah, 214-7.
Miss Grant will hold on for you opening mic. Miss Grant will be in the house.
Okay,
too.
Okay.
I just want y'all to know that.
Yeah,
just for the record. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. 214, whatever.
The debut of Miss Graham again. I know Dre don't like that word, but we're going to say it again. The debut of Miss Graham.
I wouldn't give two goddamn rat's ass. The debut of Miss Graham will be at Hell at the Dell 7. Y'all make sure y'all be there.
Yes, sir. Joel, your mic open.
What up, everybody? I ain't want shit. Just checking in.
Okay, he ain't being messy right now, huh?
Never.
Not yet. Okay.
Never.
Hold on, I got something for you to be messy about in a minute. Just stay on.
Hold on, JP. Hold on, Joe. Don't go no motherfucking way.
Huh?
This Saturday was the calmest I done seen Joe in years. He must have ran out of Bud Light. He must have stopped drinking or something. But this motherfucker was calm, collective, and he act like he had sense. I thought it was his twin brother or some shit, but it was him. I was like, damn. I was proud of him, man. I was proud of you, Joe.
Hey, you know what it is? You know what it is, Troy?
I don't know what the fuck it was.
Hey, you know what it is? He switched over. He stopped drinking Bud Light, and he started drinking that new beer that they just started having out here that he couldn't get. So
that might be the reason. Joel only yelled at two people the whole night. I was proud of him.
I was drinking moonshine and gin that weekend. I still got Bud Light right here in the car. Matter of fact, but I was drinking all three, but. I was more so focused on the car trying to get some racing and shit. I asked you, you didn't want to do nothing, so shit, we loaded it back up.
Man, stop that shit. You didn't ask me, man. Stop, man.
I'd ask you, Troy, real shit, I'd ask you.
And if you, Joe, if you did ask me, you was
yes
out
no.
of pocket. You, listen, Joe, if you did ask me, you was out of pocket for even fucking asking me. How about that?
Why is that?
Okay. If I got to explain to you on the radio show, I don't need to then. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I tell you, the reason why I asked you is because it's G-Body, you guys G-Body. And the cars that you ran and the cars we trying to run, we just didn't race.
Mm-hmm.
That car.
Well, you must
have asked.
Because if you had a G-Body and you asked me to race Saturday, I must have not fucking hear you.
Troy, you don't remember standing right there by the water box and I said, hey, Troy, you want to race? You like, what y'all got? You said, I said, it's a Malibu. You said, is it cut up?
Right,
said,
and you never took me to go see the car. I never seen the car. I ain't even seen the motherfucker make a pass.
We didn't run it.
Well, it was shit. I'm kind of hard to figure out. But if I come back down there and if I see the car, we'll do it. I was busy. Shit, I was too busy trying to make a fucking lick and all this other bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
So
that's why I said I wasn't pressing it. It wasn't a big deal. I was just trying to get him a race. He wanted a race, and he didn't know who to race. So I was like, shit, Troy might be a good option. But it is what it is.
But I apologize, but you was calm as hell. But like I say, if I'm back down there, if he back down there looking for a race, I'll see what I can do. If I can dance with him, I dance with him. If I can't, I just tell y'all, I can't do nothing with y'all.
That's a bit.
Because I got a BB gun, motherfucker. Y'all be trying to shoot me with guns and shit.
Nah. I got a little Derringer. Ain't nothing. 222.
Yeah, that motherfucker, that hurt. You ever seen Harlem Nights? Shit. Motherfucker shot my pinky toe. But anyway.
Right,
but nah,
over.
Man.
I'm going on mute.
God damn.
Mr. Rogers. Okay, K-Dog.
K-Dog, one time.
Oh, I'm on mute. I'm sorry. Say, Joe. I was on mute. Say, Joe, we don't do no, I'm the lawyer of the cap, man. We don't do no blind scratching, sir.
Yeah, we don't do no
blind
scratching.
Hold on. You say, what happened there? I wouldn't listen.
We don't blind scratch over here. We don't do no blind scratch.
Who is this?
It's the lawyer of the camp.
Okay. Well, Because y'all do a blind scratching. Whenever y'all see the call, then we can talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Easy peasy.
But the way you said, like you went over there and my homeboy didn't want to see y'all, and the way he never saw you.
The way it happened was we were standing right there by the water box, and I didn't know Trump was there. When I seen him walk across, I spoke, you know what I'm saying, like normal. And I said, hey, you want to do something? And he's like, well, what? And I said, a Malibu, G-body. And he's like, what it look like? I said, it's a street car. He says, is it all good out? I said, no, it's a street car. He's like, man, I don't know, man. I see it. He can't see. He kept on moving. So
okay, but he said, I see. He didn't say no. He said, I see. But the way you put it on the show is like he backed up from you, and that's not the case. Sir? Now, where's that cousin? Where's that cousin that kind of sit like that?
He can get there, too.
Okay. Well, where is it at? I mean, why it wasn't there?
Because it ran, what's the shit where you drive track, that race? What's the shit called?
He did drag week
all that week, so he put it up and then bought the Mustang and he went to the finals in Little Hills.
Yeah, I don't know, he lost to a JV car. We're not saying no to that Malibu too, but we saw that color, so we'll see though. We'll see.
Yeah, we might get some going with the colors for Hillsdale maybe. Depending on how the work schedule go.
Okay, that's fine. We'll get them up. Yeah, we don't mind getting down if we can get down with you. We don't mind that.
Just a bit.
All right, Bob. All
right.
Yeah, another thing, Jason,
great.
And I'm just going with the show.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, yes, sir, go ahead.
Since the word debut is a problem, can we say the return of Ms. Graham? Can we do that since debut is such a problem? Can we say the return? Or no, that's too much to.
I'm gonna make a video then. The return is great. Is that better? Great. Is that okay?
Drake, oh man, I don't give a damn what y'all do. Man, y'all do what the fuck y'all want to do, man. Yeah, that's y'all shit. I ain't got no dog in that shit over there. But every time y'all heard about the debut, it's like y'all just bring the motherfucker out. So, you know, the difference between debut and returning is debut mean the first time being out. Returning mean it's just coming back. So, I mean, I would go with the return. That's fine. But the debut, that's the problem. Yeah, so.
Charge your car, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do.
We can do the return, but I mean, we got an English teacher on the thing, but we are debuting Ms. Graham for the first time this year at the track, so that is a debut.
But debuting means for the first time ever, sir.
That
it is new and improved, though, Charge. Yes, she will be new and improved.
Right. So,
Bobby. Hey, Trump. Y'all try that motherfucker whatever y'all want. I don't give a damn.
We're gonna do the return of Ms. Graham and Dre Honor. The return of Ms. Graham, November 13th.
No,
man, y'all make sure y'all
ain't
get
no
there.
Dre Honor shit. No, there ain't no honor me shit. No honor my name and none of that shit.
You should feel proud, shit. Fuck it, team.
Nah,
the return of Ms. Graham.
What the hell I need to feel proud for? Oh, whoa. I just caught on. Bro. What the hell I need to be proud of?
That we were honor something under your name, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't need to honor shit up under me. Do that up under y'all.
You sure right.
Hey, honor that Camaro up under me. That's what I want to honor shit.
Well, honor that motherfucker all day. Right. It motherfucker, it's amazing. Hold on. Fuck all that before you go with it. So it's amazing what motherfuckers want to make me want to fuck with. If I choose not to fuck with my motherfucking mayor, I tell both people, I'm not fucking with that car right now. I'm set on my
car. Hey, man, I just felt like putting something out there. I don't want no trouble.
What?
I just want to
in the garage
doing
just fine. I go live at 9:15 to let you know that motherfucker's sitting in the garage doing just fine.
Yeah, see if you can fry that motherfucker up if you got a little oil pressure and damn.
Well, I try to work that out, boo. You know, the way this shit set up out here. Mm-hmm.
I love to play with that motherfucker again.
I bet. I ain't interested in fucking with it right now. But going on with you, JP, I'm going to cook some fajitas and shit.
All right. 501-8421. Your mic open.
Hey, what up? This is Scotty Crux from Crux Racing Camp. We just calling in to tell y'all we appreciate everything this weekend. We had a hell of a time.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glad you came down, man. You've been coming down here and kicking up a little dust and having fun. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be a healthy deal, for sure.
Oh, we're looking forward to seeing you over there. We're looking forward to seeing you over there.
Appreciate that. Yeah, we went there last year. We had a good time, so we're going to try it again.
Yeah, y'all left with my money, too. Y'all left with my shootout money over there and a big check. And
yeah, we got that shit. We got a 100-inch trailer. Hey, we lost that check back to Scrappy, though, after the shootout.
You weren't supposed to say all that. You weren't supposed to say all that. You weren't supposed to say all that. You weren't supposed to say we probably try to get out the shootout. See how you doing. We Scrappy hands gonna be full though. We'll see though. We got Scrappy got so much on his plate, but we'll see though. You know, like we did last time, we just got it off. It wasn't no, you know, lock in and
oh yeah, it wasn't no bullshit.
Started, yeah.
It wasn't no bullshit saying you gonna pay Punk out and come back and say let's race. They come back and they're going to be Punk out. Then you want to race. Yeah, it was legit. It wasn't no bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That's the only way we do it, man. That's the only way we do it.
For sure. Yeah, damn fucking air changed on me. He tried to fucking wheelie on us. He couldn't do much with y'all.
Yeah, we had to get all out of the way from that old Camaro. We skated right up under him.
y'all did that for sure.
Yeah, but we didn't try to get up this time around. We probably get it back up too.
It's gonna be a badass event.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I hope we try to put on some good shows, man. I hope it be still just as good.
We definitely enjoyed it, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. November 13th.
JP, what happened out there between Chino and that ghost car?
Ghost car red lit.
Oh, man, come on. Don't say it ain't so.
Yeah.
He went in deep.
What about flipping ghosts? I never did get no input on those two races.
I don't know what happened with that one, Jay.
Chino car fast.
Well, yeah. I know Chino getting that car together. They getting it together. It ain't y'all ain't seen much yet. It's getting there. It's probably improving. It ain't got the way it's supposed to be at this quite yet.
Motors for sale.
I mean, I don't know nothing about all that, but I just know the car ain't did what it really supposed to do yet.
Yeah, Alan told me that $35,000. I thought that sounded pretty cheap.
Alan told you that?
Yeah, this weekend.
Well, how Alan going to sell Chino shit?
I don't know. They all, you know, they all tight.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so we had our hands full of silver dollar. We knew that, but we tried our luck.
Yeah.
Did y'all beat silver dollar? They got away from y'all.
We raced Friday night, and Quan red lit on me. So we beat him, and then we raced Saturday night, and I fucking red lit on him.
That mean that's two scary motherfuckers. Right, yeah, that's two scary-ass people driving.
Yeah, but I got the I went a 001 red because I was in a little deep, so I really it was a loss, but it wasn't like it was a guessing red light. You know what I'm saying?
Man, when that motherfucker drive red, it drive red. If you throw that apple up there, it's that it is.
Yeah, but we I think we knew how that race would have turned out, but it is what it is.
Yes, sir.
start crossing. We're going to get a chance to get across our ass, man. I like y'all coming down that way, but I'm going to go ahead and put that note on y'all ass. Just keep on coming. Bring your ass back down there again.
Hey, we don't feel like that car, but we might talk about something.
Ain't no talking about shit. I'm going to get across your ass with
you. Give me the one and one, and I'll try y'all.
I ain't giving you a goddamn thing. You're going to have to take. You're going to have to earn what you want.
Yeah, well, we can't. You know we can't throw y'all head up. You smarter than that.
How the hell I know what you can and can't do?
Well, I know what y'all got, and we don't sit nothing like y'all, man. Y'all car fast.
I haven't been over there looking under your skirt. I haven't seen nothing. I don't bother y'all about none of that shit. But, hey, man, I just like to try something, man. And we wanted to try that black motherfucker y'all got, or that gray one, either one of them.
Yeah, you sit more like our my uncle with the white Trans Am. We can't fuck with y'all.
No, I don't see nothing like that, sir. That's a goddamn turbo car.
It's an LS with a turbo. Come on, now.
I wouldn't give a damn. It's a turbo car. We see nothing like that. No kind of way.
Yeah, well, y'all got a sheet metal and take two carburetors. We got cats that think single carburetor, man.
How do you know?
Hey, we ain't no dummies. Listen, we knew we couldn't fuck with y'all. We would have locked in. If we knew we even had a chance, we would have locked in. We like to gamble.
Okay, well, how do you know what's up on another man's hood?
I mean, I didn't know it was a secret. They don't say nothing about the motor. This is how you got a big-ass intake on it.
Wow. Okay. So you've been peeping in the man garage while it's shit down, huh?
I ain't peeping in nothing. I just knew we did not fit like y'all. That's all I knew.
Y'all, what is this shit like me shit? How do a certain car have to sit in order to race?
I know that everything on our car is steel besides the doors. We got real front window, real back window. We got a cast intake, single carburetor, 632 on a 28-inch tire.
Whoa. Don't be rebuilding the car on the show.
It ain't no secret. We class racers. We got a naturally aspirated.
But listen. You on the grudge show, car. Don't rebuild the car on the show.
Okay, it's got a big block in it that's cast intake single carburetor.
That's yours.
Yeah.
Ain't no use to be rebuilding the car on this phone. Just get that motherfucker to the track and race
it. We do that.
Well, you know where they going? You know where they gonna be at, Dre? They gonna be at the hell at the deal. So all you got to do is show up, brother.
Excuse me, sir. I'm not making no plans that fucking far out because that's way too far out for right now. That's 2 damn months away. So we're not even talking about that particular shit right now. I'm talking about any given Sunday.
Yeah, well, my uncle
with
the white Trans Am, he's got a Mustang coming out that sits just like y'all. We try y'all with that one. How about that?
Man, look. Damn what y'all coming out with. I'm talking about what y'all got out right now. And I like to try either one of those Camaros.
Man, one car has got power windows. It's a street car. It was 3,400 pounds. And the other one, we said we can't mess with y'all.
There you go rebuilding again. Now you can start rebuilding again.
Man, Ray Charles said we can't sit with y'all, man. Come on. We decline. We ain't fucking with you. We'll race you with our power windows, street car,
it's
all, white
hey,
car.
Crock, it's all good, man. I'm not going to pick on you, man.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit.
That ain't going. It ain't
you're
going
good,
nowhere. Let's go and move on then, Dre.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. On, Dre.
Go on.
Yeah, it's all cool, but we can't fuck with the grudge with our great Camaro. We can't. We don't sit like that. And that car's fast. We ain't afraid to admit that car's fast. But like I said, my uncle's got a Mustang's coming out with it. We might talk about some in the future.
Well, get with me when y'all, you know, get y'all together. I don't That right there, I'm cool with that. Whenever y'all get ready, just holler back at us.
All right. Hey,
yes, sir.
Hey, y'all guys. Man, I just want to tell y'all, I appreciate y'all letting us come play in y'all's playground. We have a good time up there in Texas, and I truly appreciate getting to go up there and race with y'all. We got some shitty-ass tracks around here, and y'all's tracks, man, them so much as your own kill. So thank y'all. We're going to be at Hell of the Dale. We're going to go to Houston next weekend. Then we're going to go to Futures Race. But, we're going to hit all the races that's left in Texas.
Cool. Much appreciated.
Sound good. Yes, sir. Y'all definitely showing up and showing out, and y'all be coming in kind of deep too. Shit. Definitely coming to race.
Hey, see, when you think about Arkansas, you only think about one damn person in Arkansas. Wait, JP, and that's that goddamn Lil Blue. Lil Blue ain't been out in the last.
Yeah. Oh, Lil Blue, yeah.
Ain't been out in the last 3 years, so hell, you know, you can't fault them now. You got to better look other way and see Kronk them is stepping up for them.
Much respect. Appreciate that.
They definitely showing up and showing out. Shit.
Yeah, they coming
definitely
on showing
too, up and showing out. And they definitely trying to come down to Texas and take that money back with them.
Who's that, too?
I know they took some last year. I don't know about this year. They took a bunch of them last year, though. What are we, man?
We Arkansas tries to support. You know, we got Randy Westmore with the Mazda. We got Derek Kelly with the Bam Bam. We got us. We just try to have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Say, JP, I got a little old topic we bring up, though, man. I ain't mean to get in deep into it, but let's talk about the big race that was supposed to happen that never did even go down. That's why I tell people all the time, don't never go to the track expecting to see the race that you're going out to see. Because now, what nothing wrong with neither car, it just didn't happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, hey, man,
it's been so many conflicting stories about the damn thing.
Well, at the end of the day, Dre, all I can say is this, man. The DP was paid, and after that, ain't much you could do. Ain't much you could do after that. Whether one person was scared or whatever the case may be, as long as the money that would go was paid, ain't really nothing. You know, we just got to wait, and hopefully that happened again at another time.
Well,
that's for darn sure.
From my understanding, it probably ain't going to never happen again, you know. I've been on every show listening to all the shit that they've been saying. And,
yeah.
That looked like a good commodity of somebody scared and the other motherfucker happy.
Yeah, it might be, man.
So now we ought to be looking for Chosen One and Gotti to run.
Yeah.
Hey, JP Quanine on the
phone? Be the next big thing. No. I don't see him. Let's see.
Lorenzo, none of
that? I tell you, hell of a race with Talker City and Silver Dollar.
Yeah, that was the race shit. That's the, you know, that was the hottest race around here.
That was a bad race.
Lorenzo, Quan, if y'all don't press the one button, man. Let's see. I'm trying to look through here and see, but. I don't see him on here. Yeah, that definitely was that's what you call a fucking drive by there. Looking at the video, I just knew goddamn me talking to City had it in the bag before I came around.
What's up?
Renzo on here, man.
Renzo.
Yes, sir.
Y'all all right? Y'all came up out the hospital yet or what?
Hey, one thing about us, we don't know we're going to the hospital. We're ready to go again.
Uh-huh. Hey, man, that definitely was a good race, though.
Oh, yeah, it was a good one. It was good.
Yeah, it sure enough lived up to the hype. It was hyped all the way around and it lived up to it because, well, you couldn't tell who won from the back.
You couldn't tell from the side view.
You can tell from the pecker, though, huh?
Huh?
You can tell from the pecker, though, right?
I had a ball in the finish line. He got a photo finish. You couldn't tell who crossed first.
Hey, that damn fucking chainsaw in the front of that car won it.
Huh?
That motherfucking chainsaw on the front of it. That sticker center was 3 foot long.
I mean, they won. I can't complain about it. I mean, we should have said something about it. We didn't, so, hey, they won.
That was a badass race, though.
Like they say, when you come to Grudge, you got to come prepared.
Hey, did Charlie Peter have a pecker on it?
Yeah, his was like a quarter of the size that Silver Dollars was.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Y'all got a pecker, too, then.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we put ours on just playing around. We weren't going to even run it on the car.
That's
they showed up. No, we wasn't. We ain't never had one on the car.
That's bullshit.
We ain't never had one on the car. Anybody tell you we ain't never had one on that car?
All right.
They had a fucking boomerang on the
other one. I'm going to tell you why we did it. They had a license plate that was hanging low in the front. So we said, we're going to just put this on the mess with them, make them say something, and we'll pull it off, and they pull the lights for that, we're going to run. But they showed up with a long puck on the car. You said what?
They fuck over y'all for trying to fuck over them.
We weren't trying to fuck over them. I mean, we come to race. I mean, we come to race one way. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff going on, but like I said, it's part of Grudge Racing. Ain't no big thing. We ain't crying. We lost. We just lost. But we coming back.
Oh, ain't no doubt y'all coming back. You know I know you're coming back.
I mean, hey, the gamble was good. So, hey, like I told Ryder for the race, I wish we could get more around here racing like that.
What was the pot? 44,000?
43.
Hey, man, we don't talk some kind of numbers on this phone. Mm-hmm.
Damn sure was a good one, boy.
Oh, yeah. You'll tell you, Q said his own, out his own mouth. He said, man, I'm going to tell you what they won the race at. They out 6 foot. Tony treated him. He's 6 foot around Tony. Tony started going back around him, but it was too late.
Yeah, Tony had the mile per hour on him for sure.
Yeah, cause Q said, Tony left. He said, I looked over there. I went around him. He said, I thought I was good. He said, I looked again. He said, I heard that mug coming. It was coming quick. And Tony, Q said, he'll press that mug through the floorboard and make sure he gets there.
I met Tony for the first time this weekend. He's a cool dude, man. I like Tony.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, me and Tony been racing together for years.
But Tony a good dude. Tony ain't no damn good dude. Don't
man, Tony, hey, I'm the one thing about it. I ain't gonna let you say nothing bad about my boy Tony.
Tony
hey, for that kind of bridge,
both of them better have their foot in the headlights. For that kind of bridge, I want to see your toes sticking out the headlight.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, can't neither side complain. It was a good race.
Nah,
both cars
yeah,
made the trip.
Good, both,
it was a
yeah,
fight all the way through there.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what I said about it.
I hate when the race when a man blow the tires or something happened to the car. That was just something you hardly ever see two cars actually fighting going down through there.
Or they fucking red light like I did.
Huh?
I said, oh, they red light like I did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But one thing about Tony deadly on that tree. He deadly on that tree.
Yeah. He was out of there for sure. But Quan, Quan wasn't too far behind him.
No, he wasn't.
All
right, so let me ask y'all this here, Renzo. Is Chico and Clyde gonna, I mean not Clyde, Gay, Richard Price gonna get it on next?
They supposed to run in my race. That's what the rumor is.
Yeah,
all right,
that's good.
That's what the rumor is.
That's what I wanna see right there. I wanna see the big versus the big.
I gotta go with what's called on that.
Who are you going with?
Richard.
See, you better not.
I'm going with Richard.
Okay.
I like Keno.
You might have.
I'm going with Richie.
Keno, man, I didn't have as much respect for that car because I've never seen that car work very good. But watching it this weekend, that car surprised me.
Yeah, the car, it worked, but I just know that driver over there is going to put that tree in his lap, and that's going to be lights out.
So you say Richard Price is going to put the tree in and O'Boy lap. Yeah, Oscar's left. You say he's going to sit in Oscar's left?
Yep.
I bet. I believe Oscar's going to treat him.
Nope.
Yeah, ain't much he can do. Oscar's a bad motherfucker on the tree.
Okay.
Hey, it'd probably be, it'd probably be a good race, though, for sure.
Chino still got some, but like, I just like when he ran, again, what's got back to the car power with it. They ain't got it all the way lined out.
Yeah, for sure. But they got Brandon tuning it. So Brandon knows what he's doing, so they'll get it there eventually.
I thought Ryan was tuning it.
Ryan tuning it.
Ryan Grigsby. You're right. It's Ryan. It's TRE guy. Yeah,
I'm going to tell you it was going to be a good race I'm trying to get together.
8331, Lil Bill, your mic open. Go ahead, Lorenzo. I'm just trying to open up Lil Bill.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead. Hold on 1 second, Bill. Let Lorenzo finish talking right quick.
Okay.
I'm trying to get Flip and Shawty. I think that's gonna be a good race.
You say Shawty from Tennessee, from Memphis?
Yeah, Flip and Shawty. I think that's gonna be a good race.
Whoa. When y'all trying to do that for your race?
Yeah. That's I hadn't talked with Flip about it, but Shawty'll be there.
I know he's gonna be there. And I know he'll take that race too.
Yeah. I think that's going to be a good race.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir. Lil Bill, what you got, Lil Bill?
Man, I just called to tell y'all, man, y'all had a great show, and Lil Bill just want to tell y'all all hi. Keep up the good work, guys. Y'all did a fantastic job. No arguing, no fighting. Everybody won their money. Everybody came home successfully. Keep on kicking it, bro. Y'all doing a great job. And I'm just sitting here in the bushes just listening, looking. But if y'all need me, I'm right here in the bushes.
Good report, Bill.
All right. Well, go on mute, Bill. You got all kind of like Rambo in the background over there where you at.
No, he around here, but he's not down here. It's just some old guys
okay.
over here. Yeah, he's down at work.
Yeah, right.
They getting ready.
Dre, you heard from your boy. He can tell me he's going to send me a picture, but I ain't got nothing from him.
Blow.
Yeah.
Put your phone on me, Bill.
Yeah, because I talked to Richard. Richard said, he wants it. He's looking for a girl's race.
Oh, shit. I'm trying to pick up it.
I didn't get no picture of it. I talked to him directly. He said he was going to send me one. I still ain't got one.
I thought I had sent you one of them.
No, I ain't getting none of it.
All right. Let me see if I still got
one. 682-797-193.
Your mic open. Hello?
Yeah, come on.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question. This is Green Money. Let me ask y'all a question. Who would y'all say the number one light cutter in Dallas and the number one light cutter in Houston?
I say Tony Coleman in Dallas.
I say Bushnell.
All right. I don't know about Houston, but I would say in Dallas it would be smooth.
I don't know if y'all caught the numbers. We ran the first quarter. Did y'all see that, Ray? We ran first 48 this weekend in the JV shootout.
I ain't taking nothing from Smooth, but shit, Smooth old now, man. Smooth ain't done nothing in a minute.
That man to drive that nightmare car is the number. That man to drive that nightmare car is the number one.
Hey, when have he ran? When the last time he raced somebody though, Mr. Slick? Not saying he's not
be,
a bad motherfucker.
Dre, he might be talking about cutting trees down in the yard, man. We might be talking about the wrong thing.
He might be. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, he
I thought he was talking
about
a man
down
that
know
you and Steve saw
Hey, when we ran 48, you know, we had 500 bet on the tree. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. But anytime you see the Great Camaro up there, my boy's in the car, I'll bet up to 500, no matter who he races. But I say 500 because whoever he runs, he'll tree him.
Which Camaro is that?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, it's Crunk, Carl.
Oh, the side of the bitch car?
Crazy bitch.
No, Crunk. Yes.
Yeah, they
call
the side of the bitch.
Y'all call it crazy
style.
Bitch?
Yeah,
crazy,
crazy,
crazy
bitch.
Crazy
okay.
Bitch.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice car, though.
They bet 500 on that race on the light when we ran first 48. But anytime my boy's up there, if anybody ever wants to bet, just come holler at me or my son, and we'll take whatever bet on that.
Who won on the Allen 48? I missed that.
It was the finals of the JV shootout.
He went out. Did 48 go in there?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, 48 went there.
Oh, okay.
So who won? Y'all won or did he drive around, y'all?
Did he drive around us?
Yeah.
He pedaled it, set it back down. I think I beat him by about 2 car lengths.
Okay.
Gapped him, Dre.
You beat 48 by 2 car lengths?
Well, 48
went
in the air,
so
he had to
lift. 48 went in the air. He didn't really try to run back to him too much. He knew it was over with once he went in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stayed in the gas, though. Hey, go watch Jay Schaefer's video. He got a video out of it.
832-7969. Your mic open.
What's up with it, JP? It's Paul. You know what I'm doing. Just listening.
All right, Paul. Go on, brother.
Paul,
come off whenever you want.
Come off whenever you want. Oh, yeah, and the best light cutter in Houston is Troy Jackson. I forgot to say that.
All right. 832-1601. The mic open. Go on mute, Paul. I'm getting feedback from your phone.
What's up, JP?
Renzo, I just sent it to you, baby,
baby
boy.
Okay.
I guess you're vibing, man.
Man, I ain't heard from you in a while, man. Been laying low, baby. You been laying low.
I'm ready now. I'm looking for the smoke.
You ready now? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, what you want?
Man, I
don't know. They say I'll be bullying, so I just want to see if somebody wants, if
they want to try to let me know. But I know we might go to Trick or Treat, and then I'm running Chino, but that's about it so far.
Oh, shit. Must be
making
season again. You ready?
We probably got it lined out, I guess. But I'm ready. I want some smoke, man.
I ain't been over here talking. I ain't get no talking. I ain't read it. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. Go get your black and mild. You want some smoke?
It was good talking
to y'all tonight. Appreciate everything y'all do. I'm gonna hop off here.
All right.
Hey, Drake, good I didn't go in on that pot, ain't it?
Uh-huh.
I said, good I didn't go in on that pot, which I'll tell me make up the difference on.
Hey, uh-huh. But JP, when y'all talking about the best light cutters in Houston, I got to give it to two essays, man. I think two essays hold that title to me.
Well, you got
Flacco, one of them. And some of the new racers might not know the other dude, but motherfuckers drive a R7, a little Mazda 2, Johnny, a little Mexican named Johnny. That bitch take that treat with him. And he'll be like no slouch. But Johnny and Flacco, look out of the two I watch do it over and over and over again. And a newcomer be, I guess, twin son. He bad on that motherfucker, too.
Man, don't you forget about that end, boy.
Man, Jesse has too many bills. It's like his motor too small. He watch the car before he go to the track.
Man, you don't know about no deal, man. My driver sitting right here. He got a helmet and stuff on right now, ready to cut us through down.
He needs to. He got two bills and two in his pocket.
My motherfucking butt. He back out now.
Hey, LeBill, he got his helmet on Babbles anyway. He got his helmet on Babbles. Watching the car 30 minutes before he goes to the track.
I bet I'm the best street kid of drunk. I bet you that. Y'all
man, you got
sober and still can't fuck with him. Hey, y'all be
you
sober
got,
and still can't fuck with him.
You got the problem. You got the smallest motor in the heavy car. We know you drunk. You got the smallest motor in the heavy car. When we post that video with Miss Graham, reel you in.
I
speak my best.
I'll be drunk and I drive your driver.
Do you want me to send the video when Miss Graham reel you in like a big mouth bass?
Who left first? You talking about three cousins? Who left first?
You, I wouldn't tell nobody. I wouldn't tell nobody. I wouldn't tell nobody. He dropped his drawers at the 500.
Let me grab on again.
Hey, Troy dropped his drawers at the 500 feet. Shit.
You ain't dropped shit. You dropped a cousin on me. The fuck you talking about? What your fucking ass is?
He dropped his drawers at the 500 feet.
You talking about tree cutting? Ask him who's up first.
We know you did. You just went.
You on the phone.
You did. I guess you did. You never
asked him who's up first.
You don't have no high guilt.
Knock
I told you. You leave first and just stay right there.
Oh, Lord, I'm glad you just checking in, because I'm checking out.
Ali.
What's up, Lil Bill? You ain't got to check out, Lil Bill. I ain't making no noise, man.
I don't know what happened. I thought it was a show, but it turned out to be something else. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No.
What's
man,
going on, Joe?
I'm on Homer.
What's happening?
What's up, Wanda?
Yeah, that bitch tore our ass up, man. That bitch fucked us all up over here. Every car in the shop, every hole in the shop, every piece of electronic, every fucking motor, every transmission. That bitch tore our ass out the frame. Yeah. Probably gonna make a move after New Year sometime.
So, do anybody want to smoke with Lil Larry on the 13th of November?
I ain't got no smoke with nobody right now.
Hey, man,
no,
I'm gonna say
like
one
that.
More time. They hollering about the baddest tree cutter in Houston. Shit, I'm gonna give them my boy. I ain't getting this man or the motherfucker. Bushnell cuts that motherfucking hair.
Bushnell ain't no pushover, man. Bushnell, the motherfucker.
He going there with the double bug. He going there with mind game. I'm talking about this. I mean, I guess that's what it worked for him, but.
Hey, man.
It is what it is. It ain't a mind game. He going there with the double bug. You know, you got to be on your game.
Johnny and Flacco gonna take that trip with him, man. Yeah, he gonna tell you with him too. And he'll be it too. I mean, this is 832-6971. Timbo! 832-6971.
Your mic open.
Oh, this is just Richard. I'm just listening. If you're talking about a tree cutter from Houston, you better look at Daniel Wilson's son, Avery Wilson. That's a tree cutter.
Yeah.
Richard.
Yeah.
Who you saying?
Y'all speakerphone.
Yeah. Avery Wilshire, Daniel's son, Avery, the one that drives Jake's car, used to drive Jake's car.
Him and twin son, I get them the new upcoming. Them the future. Oh yeah, for shit show. But we talking about old heads though. Old heads, Johnny. Flacco, Hillbilly, a few more, you know what I'm saying? But the newcomers, it got to be them. And one of them, Derek Stubbs' son, he ain't that bad either. But I guess he got more horsepower, so he makes up, though. I mean, it's a lot of people pretty good. It's a lot of people like JP. I could beat them.
Man,
that's a good one. They say I can beat him. That's a good one. I like that. That was a dandy right there. That's a bad one right there.
Watching JP in that car the other day, I said, "Damn, you gonna cross the line anytime?"
I ain't gonna lie, I'm proud of you, JP, man. I ain't get it to you, man. I thought I was gonna let you borrow mine, man. I ain't gonna even lie. I was proud.
Man, I'm going to get it, man. I'm
going to get it. You got that motherfucker made a trip.
And looked
it,
good.
Man.
Hey, but you know who you need
we'll
to
get
run,
it,
JP? You and Shotwell need to run because y'all both got white cards. Y'all both rookies and beginners. Y'all need to run. You and Shotwell.
Man.
Who you got?
I don't know, man.
Who you got for the go? JP and Shotwell, who you got before they go? Who you got, big boy? JP and Shotwell.
Shotwell. I'm going to take Shotwell.
I like Tyson before they go. I like Tyson before they go.
But I like Shotwell.
We lock. We locked.
Yeah, that's some shit, street calls, or I was in C10 type shit.
I ain't getting in them.
Me and Sam Mills, if that ever happened, but I ain't trying to get in there anyway. I got a little Larry, I was so hyped, I got a little Larry made a burn, in 2.2 seconds. Took me 35 minutes to get out of there, to take my shirt out. I had to put cocoa butter, pork cake butter and everything. Grease about that motherfucker. I still got a scratch on my motherfucker coming from the turn of wheel shell. Shit.
Some shit you just don't say, man.
Hey, and I only get back in that motherfucker for Alex, Scary Cat. I wouldn't get that for nobody else. Because he just talked too much shit. He been talking shit to me since Never Soda, Porter, Baytowns. I get in there for him because I know he ain't going to do that. But anybody else, I'm going to watch though. I got a high gun. But I get in there for him though.
Hey, JP, all I'm going to need you to do is that the third pass you made, you make that pass on Shotwell, we gonna eat big at State 48. I need that in the third day.
Here's the sidecar. Salmon and everything. I'm ordering a goddamn and the go for the family.
Big drinks.
You got to push out well out there, though. That's the thing. You got to push him out
well.
There.
Well, I got my man. That's Big Boy got to do his people. I got my man already.
Man, Shotwell trying to get a name, so he'll do it.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to get a meal.
You got to put up the money.
Hey, but look, man, we thinking about doing a little D-body shootout, but it's going to be so many chips and all that stuff, and we don't know if we got enough. And then, you know, people got junior D-bodies and small blocks and medium blocks and all this and that. So we just really want to throw it out there and just try and see some free entry and maybe, I don't know, 2,500 giveaways. If we leave out one of them 580 to sell modes or something like that, we might miss this time and do it in March. But we just trying to see. We trying to bring that D-body shit over here because without him, we got more D-bodies. You know, we got to call Kyle Pena.
If that's the case, y'all need to call Karma over here. Y'all need to call Keisha over here because that's right up y'all range.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Yeah, y'all need to call them big boys over here. Slender, y'all need to call Rick, not Rick's name, but what's the motherfucking police car?
Claudette.
Y'all need to see old Claudette.
But we trying to see what it'll take to make them drive over here for that. You know what I'm saying? That's what we just trying to see.
If you put up, I'm willing to bet. If you tell them a $25 entry to win 20, no, and you put 10 on top, make it $20,000. Shit, yeah, they're coming for that.
But how you put the stilts on small block, big? You know what I'm saying? Like that's the thing. The Gringo small block, Claudette was a small block, but she's still
boy,
red, I'm a real though.
They ain't stepping no more. The boys ain't stepping no more. They feel like they get
man,
in.
Man, them
get
niggas
there.
Ain't stepping like that no more.
Yeah, they ain't stepping no more. Yeah, they ain't stepping like they were.
We don't want to get on nobody's date that's going on, but we want to do that because they just did one with Rock Race. They did a $10,000 giveaway. Free entry, and I heard it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, well, it's the third weekend in March. It's always the same date.
All right, all right. Look at the date.
Well, you
I'm quite sure
you should know.
Huh?
I said, you East Coast Drake, so you can find that. We're in Super March, the third weekend in March.
Dion, see, you go with that bullshit. Now, this is what I can find out, but don't be honest about no East Coast Drake. Nigga, I ain't never lived on the East Coast a day in my life.
We know that, but you barely know him, but you still East Coast Drake. But we just want to see anybody shoot out.
Hey, man, I just got friends all over, man. Just like you got them, I got them.
We want to make this.
I'll check on something and I'll get back with y'all, man.
Yeah, do
you
that, man. We're going to third weekend in March. We're going to probably have some little flyers made and passed out in No Nuts, No Glory, though. Because we want Adam Rodriguez for sure to be, have that shit back together and going. And maybe even Sancho. We got enough G-Bodies over here, but they ain't in the same class or feel like John Henry. No, we got enough.
Yeah,
we just
that's
need
what I'm saying. You ought to have two classes. You ought to have the junior and you ought to have the senior.
It's going to be
two players. Oh, you know goddamn CLK6 going to play both classes, senior and junior.
Yeah, but we want like Crack Baby, CMC, all of them that was in there.
That's the top dog shit.
With Ed Bone in them. We just want to see
That motherfucker got big on y'all.
Yeah, we ain't worried about it. We'll send that bitch to rehab. Motherfucker D-Top. Shit. Yeah, we want to do that, man. Well, I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? My boy, I know he's down with it, so we want to put a G-Body shootout, man. You know what I'm saying? In Texas. Guaranteed payout. We don't give a damn if it's 4 calls or 400 calls.
Nah, you want to get an 8-car minimum, man. You don't want to get your money out like this, that bullshit.
Yeah, but we want to make sure them boys come from over there, though. That's the thing. We just trying to see what it's going to take for them to come from over there over here to make it be worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like I say, shit, all you got to do is get $2,500, you know. Whole call, that's 10 right there. Put another 10 on top. 725 you win 20,000. They can't do nothing but jump on that.
Yeah, but I don't even think you got to put, you. I don't think the entry fee should be that high because a lot of motherfuckers might not have it at the time.
Hey,
Jay,
how's Yeah, it's over.
I'm 20 minutes from that ball.
What are you talking about? Open tonight? Nah, it open tomorrow. It open on Thursday. Hey, man, I know y'all seen that video with Tony Brown and Puffy goddamn track officials out the other day, huh?
For that race that they beat the fast-ass Mustang?
Tony made Jamie. Tony been racing a long ass time, and I like him. I like what he stands for. I like the way he bought none, fade them all. He just locked in on goddamn me bipolar. I like him. That fool got nuts, man.
He locked Chino in for Trick or Treat.
He got the old trouble, Chino dead.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all.
Hey, yeah. Chino, that one car ready, motherfucker, that night, boy.
He got that bitch.
That man got 850 on top of that motherfucker working, boy.
Hey, boy, that motherfucker.
Oh, he also got a 4150 carburetor on that motherfucker, man, going down through there. He's going to try any goddamn thing. If it works, he'll try.
I want JP for a whole year. JP been trying to get people fucked up. I peeped someone at the last, the outing before the last. He friends with Kareem, so he he brings everybody in his class that he ain't got a race. I watched that.
Bullshit. You gonna see us race too?
Why is JP friends with everybody he needs to race? That needs to be the topic.
Hey, that's friends, friends, D.
Just sit back and watch me race them. That's all I can tell you.
That's what right now, JP, from 18 to 918. The topic is, why is JP friends with everybody that he's supposed to race? Everybody don't speak at one time. Y'all get y'all opinion on that. Why is JP friends with everybody that he's supposed to race? But y'all can talk, man. He ain't gonna hang y'all up.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys, I got to tell, excuse me, D, I ain't mean to interrupt you, bro. Hey, but can I say something about you? Hey, player. Man, I want to know something, man. Please give me y'all honest opinion about this here. Okay, just listen to me good, right? Okay, if this got something to do with the race the weekend.
Okay.
If a race go down, right, and somebody get a DP man they money, right? Okay. They put up 400 apiece. Okay. They go to Dallas and we stay here in Houston, but it's still the DP man here with holding the money. And then they go to Dallas 2 hours later, they call the phone and say, "Hey man, I'm off that bet." I say, "Why?" He say, "Because a certain person not gonna give the guys the race that was watching." Okay, all that's understood, right? Okay, but they end up giving the man the 1-1. The man took the 1-1 and beat the people. Okay, even though he called and told me that the race was off because he thought it was gonna be head up. But they end up doing the race anyway for 1-1. That man still is supposed to get paid, right? Because it still was locked for the 1-1, right?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Got me?
Locked for the 1-1, but they didn't do the 1-1.
Yeah.
Huh? You said it was locked for the 1-1. They didn't do the 1-1. They didn't do the race?
Yeah, okay, the race was locked for the 1-1. Okay, but before they even done the race, somebody told them that they wasn't gonna get the 1-1. They were gonna do head up. Okay, if they had done a head up race, it wasn't no race. So I give each person their money back because it wasn't a race that was locked in. Okay, but the race was still locked for the 1-1, and it turned out 2 hours later they got the 1-1. So the race still was locked, right?
Because you might have locked the back tie, and then y'all got that negotiating chain, so that killed offset the original race. I feel like, matter of fact, prime example, Rock crying right now because he was ran John Gotti, right? He was ran him at 8 o'clock. They moved it to 10 o'clock. So, technically, the 8 o'clock puck I should have been paid and should have been re-locked in as a race for 10 o'clock.
Nah, it was 9 o'clock. They decided to move it up because of the dew falling. So, instead of them getting in touch with the DP man and doing the shit, they decided to do the shit on their own. And
Bill,
can you hear me?
Okay, Bill, the lock-in was the 1-1. So if the race still went down with the 1-1, you still had to pay the other man because the man called you. You were now when they locked in the race. So he would have had to call the DP man or the dude he betted with. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there, it's in that time frame. So if you don't meet that time frame, you got to pay that and redo it. Cause that's what I had to do with Damon.
Can I answer that, Bill, for you?
Hey, Bill,
this is what really
happened.
Can I answer that?
Oh,
go ahead.
Hey, Bill, I was on the starting line when that happened, and somebody came to him and said that the race was off. So that's when he called you and told you that the race was off. Somebody came to him in the staging lanes and told him that that race was off. So that's why he called you and said that the race was off, is because somebody came to him and told him that race was no longer going to happen. And then later on in the night, that race happened. So maybe there was another lock in. I don't really know. But I know that when he had called you, as I was kind of standing there, when he had called you, they had told him that the race was off, that the race was no longer going to happen.
Right.
But Richard and Bill, if the race, hold on, but the thing is, Bill wasn't. I feel like, well, I'm a gentleman, so if I want to race you, as long as the night don't pass and we get the race, because I'm going to race you for more money than the fucking buck out money. So I ain't worried about the buck out money. I want it all. So if I want to race, I want to race you. They're both scared to look for a take on way out. Then that's a difference. But with this game, man, it's just a lot of trickery. People say this, say that. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Just somebody looking for some rent money, a light bill money. So they pull whatever they can to make it happen. That's how I feel.
Look, this is what happened, though. But listen, Larry. Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all the truth. If Keisha wouldn't have made the pass that he made, because I knew what he went through, I knew what we went through, man, I was going to try. Anyway, my crew wasn't down for it, but I was. Mm-hmm. But we had to fight so high to, I knew I didn't have enough with what I had to do to get there, when my transmission was slipped, you know what I'm saying? But I felt like him having a motor problem, I'm having a transmission problem. $5,000 out of Denver, but we had it. We was 20 or better, and you don't play no 20 or better with a slipping transmission. You just pay the one guy and listen to the backlash or whatever motherfucker got to play to live to fight another day.
That's all right.
But I did not want to pay the bunk out. I would have rather run him for the bunk out. You know what I'm saying? I gave him free money.
Shit, I seen it in your eyes. I know you wanted to do it.
Man, my crew say, do you want to give away this or you want to give away that? Majority rule, because I'm a team player. So
that's right.
We took a vote, and that's how it went. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in having no car. I ain't got no show car. I ain't got no parade car. I mean, I get on here and talk a little shit, and I ain't really raised nobody yet since it's been in my possession. You know, it has some races, but now it's going around. That's why we're here, like Gino in here. I want to run Flip.
Damn,
like all them, I'm bullying. You know what I'm saying? Well, Flip. I give him some gas money to come to Everdale on the 13th, and we get it on. Get a band something.
I'm gonna try to see if we can get a whole bunch of some gas money to come to Everdale.
Who that?
Huh?
Well, who that?
Nah, I say I'm willing to pay. I'm willing to get them guys some gas money from Dallas to come to Everdale too.
Who?
I mean, they might as well come on down there.
Who you talking about, Bill?
I'm talking about the boy from Dallas. I'm down with you on it.
But you still got a date too, so we ain't just the best of friends either, so don't duck.
Hey, this ain't no friendly shit, nigga. If I get you see this, you already know
what it is, boy. Don't play with me. Don't play with me, boy.
No, I ain't. You know, I'm gonna get in. How you feel over here?
I ain't been on here since I had a problem, but I solved the problem. So I'm back.
I'm glad you did, sir. I'm glad you did. You should have stayed another two weeks just in case. But now I'm glad you're back, bro. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, what's this, Bill?
Huh?
What's this, man?
Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy.
But, yeah. Should I get in touch with Flip to see if he want to do so?
They like you.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be right back, Dre.
All blue muffin.
Hey, what's up, that man calling your name?
Yeah, I say flip or blue muffin.
You want to run Blue Muffin? Shit.
Yeah.
We ain't got Blue Muffin running yet, though, D.
Dion. Hold on. I got Flip on the phone.
Hello.
What's going on, Flip?
Hey, what's up with it?
I was trying to see if you need, this is one of the little gas money to come up.
Okay.
John, I seen it on the 13th of November.
Hold on.
Y'all ain't talking, please, man. Y'all, Mike, man. Somebody got a bunch of background.
You talking about the Evadale?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good track, but, man, I can't commit to nothing yet because my daughter's in basketball, and so is my so I don't know if we'll be able to make that one just yet, man, because that's kind of late in the year. Normally after about October I'm kind of like out of there because I got sports with my kids, so because see, 2 years ago she wasn't in high school, so now she's in high school, so it's a little different now. But man, I would love to go. I just didn't commit right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I know y'all having a good event out there. I think I've been to one of them. I think I got my ass beat at one of them a couple years ago. That wouldn't stop me from coming back again. But as of right now, man, I wouldn't be able to commit to that just yet, just because I got to see how they basketball schedule going and all that other stuff, and to make sure they ain't got no tournaments on Saturday or nothing like that just yet. And they still kind of lining it all out because of, halfway because of Rona and halfway because of, it all depends on who going to stay on the team and who going to flunk out and stuff like that. So pretty much, man, I got daddy duties right now. So I can't really commit to that right now.
I got two new dances and all that. What about on any given Sunday, or you want to do it that Friday night?
Any given Sunday, where at H&P or something, or what?
Yeah.
I'm on a Friday night. I thought they do any given Sunday on Sundays.
Yeah. They were saying we could do that on a Sunday, but if you want to come to Evadale that Friday night, we could try it or something. You shoot on back for Saturday morning. A Friday night.
I think that's like a eight-hour haul for me up here. Something like that, because I think last time I went to Baytown and chilled with my family, and then I went from there to there, and that was still like a 3-hour drive, I want to say, from Baytown. Man,
nah,
I don't know. Let me.
Well, all right. Well, anyway, do you want to run, Little Larry?
That's that G-Body Cutlass, the super fast guy,
yeah.
Man. Why y'all trying to put these in my Chino voice? Why y'all trying to put a bear on me, man? Who's the hell?
Man, they ain't raised nobody this year.
Yeah. I ain't saying that he haven't.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to see if it could have.
Oh, yeah, shit. Okay, well, it's only 4 hours away from my house. 5 hours pulling the trailer. Man, I don't know, because like I said, last time I went to Baytown, then I went there. I don't know, man. I have to think about that one. I ain't never seen that car or nothing. Like, I know the history on that car, but I ain't seen that car make a lick. So I ain't really in the business of just locking in people blindly, especially not people of that caliber. Like, I've been on radios for, I think we had 9 passes now. I know that when Skinny Man owned that car, they whooped the dog shit out of that car, testing their ass off with it. So I ain't never running from nobody, but I'm going to say, let me just see first if my schedule will allow it. Because I can't, I'm telling you, I can't do nothing like Friday work, then I shoot down there and then be back on Saturday. Man, I wouldn't be no good that way. You know what I'm saying? I did that on Thursday testing HMP. It like to kill me. So I don't think I can make that happen either, brother, just be real with you. Because racing, I can't just pull down there one day and come back the next day. Yeah, that's hard on the old man. That's hard on the two-man team. You know what I'm saying? It's just me and Dusty. So it's kind of hard on us. So shit. So I ain't going to decline it just yet, but I'm going to say we'd have to get a little closer to that before I could guarantee anything, because I'll have a lot going on that month for sure. Yeah, I like going on, you know. And I see what y'all are doing with that, but shit, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the race is at Evendale, and I'm definitely not stealing your thunder, but, you know, the racer in me also says that shit, you know, XRP is right around the corner. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel you both ways, man. I feel you both ways.
I mean, we could do that. We just came there so many. We just trying to get y'all guys. We're willing to pay gas money. Get y'all come on down to try something. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
You right, brother. And I feel you. Remember, I came to Evendale just a couple years ago. I had a match race out there with Hannibal that day, and I didn't ask for shit. I didn't ask for no gas, no nothing. I just showed up because I love to race. So when I can and it's on my schedule, oh, I love getting down south, because real talk, y'all got some great fans down there at H&P, Evendale, all that shit. That's my shit, man. So believe me, if I can make it, I'll make it, because there's been plenty of times I've run down to H&P, you know, and when I went to Evendale, I liked it. So, yeah, man, if I can, I will, you know, shit. The gas money just be the icing on the cake kind of deal. But you're right about some others that don't travel, so I feel y'all on that. I agree with that statement.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's ask this here, buddy. So what if we just go on to drive down that XRP? What day of the day are you want to get? Are you just, you still want to wait and see or see what happens before you just jump out there?
I'm not saying that. It's just my next scheduled race is October the 9th. I think they got like an any tire shootout race on October the 9th at XRP. That's the next time I'm planning on racing. And quite frankly, after that big-ass wheelie, I still hadn't even taken that car out of the trailer yet to make sure that I ain't got no shit that I just didn't catch, you know, before that next round. So, you know, there's a slight chance that, you know, I'm saying I set that car down pretty nice. I didn't see no sparks, no nothing. We just kind of chipped the transmission pan. But then again, it's a race car, so you really don't know till you get it, went out there, adrenaline, get it up in the air. It really takes some hours to go over to make sure the struts ain't cracked or damaged or leaking or any shit like that. Because, I mean, that thing was on one wheel at some point. So, you know, I hadn't really checked it out. I looked at it in the race, you know, for the next round, and hell, I went up there and knocked the tires off with a softer tune. So who knows, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might have something under there, but I know that my next scheduled race is October 9th. I mean, I'm hoping to have the car back together and checked out by then, but right now I'm so busy, I had to leave my own car in the trailer because I can't work on it right now because I got too much shit going on. So that's a long way around the horn, but I'm hoping to be there October 9th, but I ain't even took my own shit out the trailer yet.
All right, we'll travel, I guess, first of next year when basketball season over with and the new season come back around and your motor be freshening up and all that stuff. I should, you know, trying to get a little dance, see? But I ain't trying to bully or pressure or nothing like that. So I understand.
No, I see. I definitely appreciate and understand it. And like I said, I mean, this week is almost over for me, and I know I have to look at that car by next week. So if I'm looking at that car Wednesday and I'm looking good, then yeah, we can definitely do something on October 9th. But again, with my schedule and work and all that, I damn near have to set these race days out like that. You know what I mean? Like, shit, this is the only time I can race, you know, just because I got so much shit going on with three little girls. So, you know, that's a lot on my plate. So, you know, that's the next time I'm going to be at the track. If you want to try to do something, I'm hoping to get that car looked at by Wednesday. If so, you know, hey, the talk show is next Wednesday. If you just want to dance for a little something, I mean, we can probably arrange that then. But, you know, I'd be able to give you a definite answer by Wednesday. I'd say that. If you just want to do something now, like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, we can wait. I mean, we're just whenever your schedule for me, we can make it happen. Cause I still got, you know, I gotta get the driver tuned up. I mean, cause I need like a 4-5 days a week in advance because I don't drive no tune. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like that's why when I say shit, I pick a date, then I know that I got the driver, the tuner, you know, the crew. So
it'll work out.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, yeah, I feel you, brother. I feel you. Ain't nobody. I get you completely, man. A lot of people don't understand, but it takes a lot more to run, especially the kind of caliber car that you got. It takes a lot to keep an operation like that going. Again, man, me and Dusty is a two-man show, and had Dusty not came along a couple years ago, I was probably going to push that motherfucking shit in the river just because it's a lot for one person to do. So I completely understand. And, hey, man, if you're a racer at heart like I am, eventually, man, we'll get next to each other and shit. The outcome will be the outcome. And at the end of the day, hell, it ain't going to change, and I ain't going to get back up there with somebody else next time. I've been racing too long to know that. Shit, when we drag race, there's one winner, one loser every time, shit. So it kind of is what it is when it comes to that.
All right, then, man. If you were sleeping, getting the kids ready or cooking or whatever, you can get back to it. We'll find a date.
Yeah, for sure. And if some miraculous reason or something, you know, our shit frees up, then yeah, man, we might make that trick down there. But I'm going to say right now there's a big probability that we're not because there's just so much shit going on in November for sure. But if so, hey, man, you know, you never know. But I just got to say I'd keep that kind of open, keep the optimism going, but I highly doubt that right now.
All right. Well, JP, you go with yourself, man.
All right, bet. I'll holler at y'all. All right, JP. All right, I'll holler at you.
All right,
bet.
Yeah. What else you got on your mind?
Well, goddamn, JP. I believe he done spun an hour and something with the shit on his mind. Can we spread it?
Yeah, shit, goddamn. Yeah, he's talking all this shit.
You need to get him a drink of water. You need to drink some water.
Yeah, put that goddamn Hennessy down. That's what's wrong with him.
hey, I'm doing more listening because I see we weren't getting nowhere. But, hey, is anybody know if June bugs to come?
I'm just on. I'm back in the queue listening.
Anybody know if Junebug is coming? I mean, I know he don't lock in, so we ain't even gonna call about the lock. But do you think that it's kind of way, because he up and running, right?
Oh shit! I don't know. Let me see where the bill went. The bill's still on here. Yeah.
What a Tucker boy car is?
This man won't hear.
You starting to sound like Dre right now. Starting to sound like Dre. Hold up now. You starting to sound like Dre. You starting to call out shit that we ain't been seeing. Like, you starting to sound like Dre pushing
it. Before he get Clyde, he try to get Clyde on the phone. Lil' Larry, get it before he try to get Clyde on the phone with a damn G-Bot.
I'm talking about playing a Tucker boy.
You didn't let him get started, dog. I'm about to tell you, didn't let him get started. I can't stop him. He was doing good, man. This little Bill started his outside, south side shit.
No,
he was doing good.
Man, I've been quiet since I paid the fuck out with Keith because I wasn't ready. It's ready, so I'm trying to dance.
Okay,
I'm trying to get some of that money back. I'm going to fall in a hole. Zumba, Big Mill. But Big Mill,
you didn't let
him get
back started, dog.
Yeah. So what country are they doing? What they talking about? They sipping the pussy?
It's your fault, Bill. It's your fault. I mean, it's your fault, lad. It's your fault.
No, man, it's country who's still in the bushes.
Yeah, I guess
the man,
so.
all that.
The man heard his car, man. The man trying to fix his car. He heard his car, big
man. Man, don't take that motherfucker like I don't mind this back there. Don't take that long. All right, I got one more person. What about the weenie? The weenie, the Oscar weenie Lamont. Is he ready? You know, what about the Oscar weenie ballpark place Lamont?
That's Larry in Austin. You know, you're looking for Austin, Larry.
No, I'm just
I get your boat. That's your boat. I don't got his number. Oh, shit. Hold on. Y'all want me to get him on? Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some story there. All right, hold on. Hold 1 second. Oh, goddamn, 1 second.
Damn. Man, the heat.
And man, y'all make sure y'all get JP. I'm going to put the money up for Southwest. I want to get JP fucked up. That's his favorite stuff. That's his favorite little slogan, getting somebody fucked up. Because he's friends with everybody else. Kareem, Nick, Frankie Taylor, Joe Biden, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
He's friends with everybody else.
Yeah. I'm going to call Frankie Taylor and get you fucked up, too. My homeboy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You friends with everybody, keep racing. What kind of shit is that?
Mm-hmm.
But I hear you.
Hold on, let me get Trey on Monday.
I'm going to bet you $50 that Southwell lead on your first.
Mm-hmm.
No bet, P. We worry about the wind light. We don't worry about leaving.
Mm-hmm.
We work on the wind light, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. No bet.
We
bet it out.
Don't worry about that. Tell him to worry about how he's taking off. You better stay there when he take off.
That bullshit.
Man, JP been on his phone.
That's all right.
Ever since Troy got off of the game to him. Trying to get somebody fucked up. And y'all ain't like y'all don't want to get him fucked up. And y'all saw Nick set the side pressure. I saw Kareem open and close the door to fan it. I saw everybody he should be racing doing something with.
Dre got my number.
I ain't understood that shit yet. He ain't ready. Taylor got one more thing to do.
Dre fell out, JP.
Larry, he ain't ready. He got one more thing to do. Hey, what Mr. Jones is, dog? JP.
I think
Mr. John waiting on parts two.
Shit, he's been waiting on you.
Man, a lot of that shit on back order though, man. You lucky to get shit you get. A lot of that shit, man. He's been waiting on stuff for a long time.
Man, I'm waiting on right now. I'm waiting on the Venice L train for my Chevy.
Hold on.
All right. Venice L. I ordered that shit more tonight.
Okay, a lot of people like that. Shit, and then people shut them factories down and people ain't working. Shit, a lot of people bust your mind.
Somebody over here got Venice Air for 71 Chevelle. It would like to sell. I'm interested. So that's one of my hold up. No, for real, I got an AC.
That's Trey. What up? You get him on?
Freaky on.
Hey, Freaky, where you at?
Yeah, what's up?
They looking for Mutt, man. They looking for your
camera. What they want to talk about?
My camera.
What they want to talk about?
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're going to be ready. Y'all ready?
No, that's what we're calling for.
Okay, so what y'all trying to do?
Big boy, where you at? Big boy, go handle it.
We're trying to race. We ain't trying to shoot them all over the place yet. We ain't trying to play. We ain't trying to shoot them all over the place yet.
What y'all trying to do?
We ain't trying to shoot them all over the place yet. A hot scotch. We trying to race.
Larry.
Yeah.
What y'all trying to do?
That's D talking. Dion talking. You in?
Dion ain't talking about nothing, man.
What?
Dion just showing out, man. Dion just showing out, man.
I'm showing out. I ain't been on here in a month and a half
because
I ain't had
offers. Hold on. Hey, let me put my phone. Y'all, hold on. Hold on. What the hell?
Man, it's all right. So ain't nobody else really for us to race because then we'll be bullying. But we're going to get our class. But Junebug, Vic, Vic, whatever his name, Condre, Lil Bill, Sweeney, Chino, the Blue Muffin, he got real quiet. Who else? And I don't know who said.
Too much Larry.
You want air, goddamn body.
Then you better remember who you calling out. D, where you go? D,
you writing it down? Larry, you writing down who he calling out?
The guys ain't went over there with the sleep, baby.
He writing down who he calling out, Larry. Be cool.
Shit.
He writing down his Vic, Larry. Be cool. You coming?
So who that is? Alley-Cat?
Nah, that's K-Dog.
Oh, shit. Y'all called out a motherfucker that car ain't even debuting for the year and shit. I don't know what's so funny. Car ain't been out. What does that make, shit? When a nigga do y'all like that, shit, that shit don't be funny. Y'all get back to him.
Man, where is he going with this?
No,
y'all, man.
Ain't been
Dion asked about Lamar. Dion asked about Lamar. Nobody said
y'all
nothing.
Nigga, the car ain't never made a test pass.
Man, the man asked about Lamar.
But Trey, Mont told me that car is set up for anything. He said he can put a 5.3 in that bitch going down the track.
And we ain't made it out either. So what's the difference?
See, y'all been out.
But Trey, the man told me the car is already set up. All he got to do is drop the motor in there, and that car going to be ready. That's what the man told me at his own mouth. He said he don't need no hit. He said he know what the car going to do.
Now, goddamn, hey, y'all know Mighty Mouse is just like y'all, too, huh? Why y'all call that motherfucker at?
Oh, here we go.
Flocka like him. Why he'll try that motherfucker at? I mean, you going to get somebody else hit. We talking about some of y'all camping out here. Blue Magic is just
like
this. Both Mustang. They both Mustang.
And Blue Magic is a turbo car. Hold on. He going to move right here. Hold on.
They still sit like.
Here they go. They on now. Run on now.
We
break. Yeah.
There they go.
Well then.
Hold on. They on there.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Deal right there. There you go.
Weenie in your back. What's that?
You said you
Weenie in
stop.
Your back. What's that?
You said Monday that you don't know something.
Today Wednesday. Who you talking to, Wayne?
I'm talking to you, Wendy. You said Monday you was going to know something.
Wendy, you know what I said. Wendy, I ain't even worried about no car. I said, nigga, I'm going to catch you next year. Nigga, you know what I said. Wendy, don't get on there with that cap.
Man, I swear to God, you said next year. You ain't said
right
no. You said
trail riding. And I told you, man, I ain't even tripping with Mama Cat. That hoe so slow, he bullshit. I am waiting next
and you,
season.
You said
yeah,
it could be
right.
Any day. You told me it could be any day. It could be tomorrow for all I know. That was your exact
word. I said it could be any day that the motherfucker ready. And he ain't
yeah,
any day ain't came yet.
Oh, well, that's
all yeah. Right. Then, any day ain't came yet. You ain't got to keep whooping it, baby. It's all yours. Soon as she hit the block, you ain't got to worry.
Man, I was just trying to
soon
see,
as that hoe hit the block.
Make sure I be the first one. Make sure I be the first.
Yeah, you the first motherfucker get to baptize. You ain't got to look for me. I put that on everything I love.
Shit, we miss you on the show because that's all you're going to do is get on the show because you ain't going to do no motherfucking race.
I don't even get on the show. I got too much other shit to be doing.
That's what I'm saying. Is why we just made a special call for you before JP get out there. We got to make sure we call the weenie.
You have the weenie to put it in your back, huh?
Hey, because you got all them niggas, all them fools down there, fool. That you some kind of go real.
Nah, I ain't got now nigga fool. Every nigga that was talking gonna bet with me. Ain't no fool.
No, you got
nigga,
a fool.
I don't run with no niggas that eat fool's gold. Them the only kind of nigga you hang with.
Put a name on it.
You hang with them niggas walking around with fool's gold in their pocket, not me.
Them niggas ain't gonna bet $2,000.
Yeah, just make sure you got 2,000 while you talking.
Who?
Who?
We ain't gonna go there. We ain't gonna go there. You know that. We ain't gonna go there. But yeah,
no,
man,
I
don't get paid.
I
just thought, hell no, I'm saying
that. Oh, that my young nigga. Yeah, we good. We ain't got no worries, bro. I swear to you, we ain't got a tremble in the world.
So,
whenever y'all make the Park B, Larry, it's going to get covered. Last night, whenever you make the Park B, it's going to get covered, whatever it is.
So, all right, basically, well, we ain't never got to go through this no more. Just call you back in 2022 by racing, right?
Well, it could be before. I told you, as soon as the bitch hit the block, I'm going to come find you. You ain't got to look for me. I promise to God,
I know
you
what
ain't
I'm
got
saying.
To look for me.
I'm saying 2022 or 23. No 21, so don't even.
It might be 26.
It's painful. It might be 25. It's painful.
No, it might not be. It'll pay for it to be getting done, but that's another subject. But all right, well we don't meet the buddy.
It ain't one thing about it. It ain't got no bill on it.
I
should have left a bill. I should have left a bill on it.
Right.
See, when you pay a motherfucker off, they do what they want to do then. So I should have just waited until, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker got through.
You don't have no spell motor?
Who?
You don't have a spell motor?
A what motor?
An extra motor. You don't have an extra one?
Nah, the people I fool with, they don't need extra.
But how many motors have y'all put in that motherfucking color? About 5 of them motherfuckers?
Is that how many motors put in
the track? Yeah, fuck the motor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yo, it's ready to go down there, motherfucker, now on that slow ass pro mod you got.
I ain't got no pro mod. I got backhand.
It's Trey.
I bet you your car lighter than mine.
We ain't gonna do all that stress. We just gonna race for the time.
Oh, okay,
it's
well
Trey.
You hollering a pro mod, then mine should be light.
Mine
should be light if it's a pro mod.
I told you you and Twin got the same club, but you scared of them. But I'm gonna run you with a motherfucking street club.
Say, I don't have what Twin. Well, I don't got what Big Tony got. That ain't Twin. I ain't got what Big Tony got.
That's Twin, though. But Trey.
But I got what you got. Hey, but I got what you got though.
You know you don't. But Trey, you think
you got what you got?
Even that little thing.
I got what you got though. I got what you got though.
I ain't got a backhand.
You got a what?
I don't have a backhand. I got a side.
I don't got a back half either.
But, man, we ain't getting nowhere, baby. You move on to the next topic or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? We ain't getting nowhere, so we're going to get that done. Flip didn't want to do nothing. Bill talking loud, wasn't saying that. So that's what I'm saying. For me to get on here every time with Lil Larry, because they ain't starting that, they don't know that shit. I ain't getting nowhere.
Clear your throat, man. We can't understand what you're saying.
It's that he ain't, man. And he ain't got me right.
God damn. Send me a cup on his end. Send me a fifth down on this
Rambo.
End then.
He ain't gonna get you fucked up.
Yo. Yo.
What's up?
Uh-oh.
What's up?
I was wondering, goddamn, but see, when they was talking about that money put up, they was talking about me. They
not
was talking
only.
About me. I put that money up with that boy. I guess Bill don't want to call his name, but he is a no good dog anyway. How are people on the show know who we talking about? Okay. He called me. He called me. He put the money in Popeye's hand. He locked the money. And okay, I said, well, the only way I'm going to bet you if you put the money up. He said, you want to bet $400? I said, okay, cool. Give it to Popeye. He said, 12 o'clock, if you ain't there, Rambo, you owe me $200. So I got there at 9 that morning, so I was there early. So I put my money with the nigga, and it was already locked, and I left. So later on that night, they're going to call and tell somebody, call Bill or somebody, and said that they wasn't going to do the one and one. They were trying to do it head up. Okay, but he never called Popeye. He never called me. But he called me, bitches and hoes and everything. So that's why the money got put up. But you couldn't call me and tell me that. But then the race to one and one went on. He went on and did it. Then we're talking Chino today. Chino said he don't know where they get that from. It was he went there to give that dude one and one. So the owner told me today, Rambo, I don't know where you get that from. I ain't talked to nobody about no running them that other car head up. So you can't go with the other crew. Say me and him and Popeye lost money on the one and one. So how can he call a bet off a lock bet and say that he heard that from somebody else in the crowd and called Bill, but he never called me. And Popeye the one that locked the money. So that was fun. So he come to the shop, so they trying to bullet somebody out the money. It didn't work. I saved his life. My little Willis wanted to kill him, but I let him make it. Okay, so Popeye get his money and gave me the rest of my money. But I didn't know when you lock a bet, you can get off of it. But I was talking to the DP man and the man that put the money up. Is that fair? Yes or no? So I think he think I have on some pink draws. He think he going to bully me. So you tell me, can you get off a lock bet because you feel like something wrong? But you never call Papa or me to let me know that they were going to do it head up. Now, if they would have did it head up, I know I lost. I mean, it wasn't no bet. But Chino told me that he never told nobody about no one-on-one. That was part of like a Mike Tyson fight. People say shit to fuck with you. He got that from somebody with him. He didn't get that from Chino. So he don't want to pay. He didn't want to pay. He wanted to fight everything up. So did I not win or did I lose? Well, we ain't got to talk about that no more. But guess where I got my money? But he did say he was running Lil Larry with the – he giving Lil Larry the back tie, the same thing in Evadel. So why – D don't act like he know this already. And I got 500 with Chino. Start off. 500 a better. And Lil Larry, she done told me today that Lil Larry getting the back top. So why nobody act like they know this? And I got 500 or better with Chino. Hello? Anybody home?
They got quiet, Rambo.
I mean, I want to go about what the owner told me today. He said, yeah, I'm taking, I'm running around.
They got
left,
quiet, Rambo.
What the back time is saying.
You don't want them head up.
I mean, with the, giving the Larry the back tie. That was out the owner's
on
mouth
car?
Today. With the black car. One same one he run the other car with. With little Larry getting the back tie. He told me that today. But the show, I've been listening to nobody know about this. That ain't weird. That's weird to me. You better get yourself together. I think Tino's going to call you out. I thought it was already told today. Maybe I'm talking too fast. No, he told me it was already a done deal.
Dion said that was a race.
Dion getting the back time, and they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was
y'all.
You know me, you on base, so that's why I ain't saying that. Yeah, that's a done deal. I say, you know me and you don't bet, but that's a done deal.
You ain't got to listen, man. You ain't got to start all that, but that's cool. I'm going to get my money in the money. Hey, you going to bet Tino, and my money will be in there. $500 better. I might, since you're acting like that, I might put 15 in there. Make it really hard for you.
Okay, what you put in there, but you know,
man,
you ain't
going to
do no
you, I don't blame you. I wouldn't bet you either, but listen. They ain't got to do with little Larry getting the back tie. And Chino, the owner of the car, saying that you got the back tie in Evendale on that date.
Yeah.
But you act like you didn't know that a while ago. So I just heard you talking.
No,
so
I bet. What you mean? We posted it. See, what you mean? We posted it.
Exactly.
You know we.
But you called the 4 or 5 car while ago, and you called Chino. I was saying, damn, he never said. Oh, wait, we going to run to you. So you looking for somebody running Evendale. You didn't tell the people that you in.
I said, me and Chino already got that understood from the joke.
Oh.
That was my first thing. Oh. So I said I was looking for somebody else that wanted to change.
But
me and you don't gamble.
Oh, it ain't got nothing to do with me and you, bro. It ain't got nothing to do with me and you. Whatever your problem is, I understand whatever your deal is. Oh, that's wonderful. Don't make it about me. Please don't make it about me.
Put your money in with him. I don't know it's your money. That's all.
Okay, that's good. No problem. We ain't got to even go there. Yeah. Nah. We know that's going down, I heard, so unless you don't do it, I don't know. You think you can get away?
Oh, I don't know. It's racist. But just put your money in with him, it's done.
Okay. That's a done deal then. I was in the conversation a while ago. I thought maybe, you know, okay, it's a done deal, I heard. The owner told me that today. I didn't know nothing about it. I'm just having fun right now because, you know, at the end of the year coming, I want to pay all these taxes. So I'm trying to gamble right now, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to bet with him. And I told him all that thing. It's no big deal. It's a race. Chino said you got the back tie. Let's do this. So now I think since you acting like that, I think I'm going to bet $2,000. I think you acting like that, I'm going to bet $2,000. You make sure. What I'm going to do, I want you to put your money on $2,000 of that money. Put your initials on it. Yeah. And when I get that money from you, I'm going to show it to you. You can't bypass me, brother. I don't care what you do. You go ahead and jump out of airplane. When you land, I'm going to be there looking at you. Yeah. I got my hands so much shit, D. You can't hide from me, bro. Yeah, you better hope my motor don't get ready. I ain't finna really fuck with you, D, like that. I'd rather go hog hunting with you and rap with you. You ain't be just having fun, bro. I'm just having fun, but I ain't talking loud. I'm just talking real. I'm betting. You taking the back time, I'm betting against you, bro.
Put your money with
Okay. Well, I'm going to get it out the bank. Anyway, I mean, it's going to be mine. I mean, what you want me to do? I mean, that's a done deal. We ain't going to discuss that no more.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But hand it to him, and this is what it is.
But you are taking the back tire from him in Everdale on that night.
Okay,
well, I'm just throwing that out there like that because I want to talk about this man that want to pay me my money, and people always talking about I don't pay, I don't owe nobody shit, I pay everybody. So
you
I'm
say
like,
what?
That money. I'll let you know
what you
that money. I said,
no,
I don't
you say, what you just said?
I'll pay all my shit.
So you say you owe nobody?
No. I'll pay everybody.
Shit. We're going to leave it alone.
I would think so, because I really don't I can't recall.
Okay. Well, you know I can't. We're going to leave that alone. That ain't, but yeah.
Don't let that Hennessy make you overtalk. You enjoy your Hennessy. I'm going back
on
you. You go back on your Hennessy. But now you're going to make me bet $2,000. So you know it's going to be that a moment.
Yeah.
So
enjoy your Hennessy.
And keep finding another race.
I got 500 on Southwest, man.
Come on, Paul.
I was telling Rambo I bet him. I know Deion ain't gonna bet him. I bet you, Rambo.
Well, you know me, you could. I know you will, my nigga. I know you gonna pop up online. Just hey, stop
yeah.
me and you blood. You put your money in the pot, nigga.
I got this.
Listen, man.
I ain't bet.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, listen, bro. I already, nigga, didn't want to pay me the other day, and I locked the money. So people always eat.
I can't speak on this.
I put the money in and locked the money, you know. And I didn't, nigga, they want to fight me for my own money. I locked up and put up trying to be fair. I went to Sunday school and everything.
Hey, D.
That day.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Junebug gonna say you really want that smoke, huh?
Yeah.
I tell him. I say he ain't heat right now. He ain't drinking that hen.
He'll be down tomorrow. He's gonna be drinking. Tomorrow he's gonna be drinking milk and pancakes. He gonna think about that shit. Call D tomorrow about 12. He gonna answer the phone.
Hey, Rambo, we'll run Cardi B. Is you ready?
Oh, you ain't going to be able to get Cardi B. I'm not talking about Cardi B right now because they got my cam and everything. I'm not going to talk about it until that man put
my shit
I talked to him yesterday. He said he's putting his new dyno up. He's putting all his machines up. He's going to start on my motor, put it back together next week. So that's all I can tell people. When that Cardi B come out, it's over.
Oh, I thought you said something about you put the motor in there. You ready for the third?
JP, I'm bet with that well, man.
I like JP on that one.
I like that well.
Oh, you know me and you a dog.
I want him to get fucked up.
Like Chino gonna fuck you up?
Hey, I'm gonna buy you a helmet. I'm gonna buy you a little Peabody helmet.
You gonna
buy me one I can put on backwards? Exactly. So JP, so little Larry ain't got nothing else, huh?
Oh, man. You ran everybody in the bushes.
Lil Larry already got his hands full.
Man, that's one race. What the crunk dude, what he just feel like I might be trying to pull dogs or something, but they like the race, though. But they got a couple of cars.
Oh, yeah, they're
come on,
D, they
going to
be there.
What about that silver dollar car, man? They beating on their chest right now.
Boy, when Scrappy look at them, I want that nigga to take his shirt off, his pants, his socks, one sock and everything.
He ain't getting a little sporty with me the other night. I told him to put that same attitude.
Hey, and his boy, he got a, man, I am keep that to myself. he got a borderline mild retarded. You know what I'm talking about, huh? I bet everybody, I tell you what. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. I was gonna bet some money.
Nah,
somebody
don't do that.
Who I'm talking about? Borderline mild retarded. But I am leaving it alone.
Yeah, let that go. Well, yeah,
we were really trying to take over the show, man. We were trying to do all that fussing because we were trying to actually lock in some shit, trying to get you fucked up in the process. And we want to know why you friends with everybody that you caliber a race.
Man, JP to put the phone down.
I'm friends with you. I'm friends with you too. So what that mean?
But you ain't gonna race with me. We know that. But I'm saying, you riding on the golf club with Nick, Kareem shake the L. I mean, the dude new open the door saying the smoke guy. I mean, everybody that do right there with just you friends.
Uh huh.
You
yeah,
cook
good.
You cook good.
We could still race though. That ain't never stopped the race.
Well, lock somebody in, Mr. Badass Talk Show host. You is what?
Get shot well on the phone. Get
yeah,
shot
yeah,
well
we
on the phone.
Shot well first. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my steak dinner first, Craig. Yeah, get my steak and appetizer.
Larry can do
a
shot well. He'll really.
Now can I get a steak off that one?
Hold on.
Yeah. can you order a bottle besides a bottle of champagne and stay on a bottle? I don't want no champagne. What can I order over there? I need to give me a bottle. Just run my table. Just run my
yeah.
run my drink. Just
run the table. Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Hey, but what I'm saying is, Larry needs to do all that. Shotwell don't know how to lock in. You got to call his mama. Nah, that's it.
We're looking for me. Shotwell, you are now in the queue.
Shotwell
is now in the queue.
Hey, Shotwell.
Who looking for me?
Uh-oh.
I'm on
a...
Who that?
JP Scare Ass. We just renamed your car. Shotwell, we renamed your car. I gave it a name.
Hold on.
State 48.
No, look.
State 48.
No. JP is... So we just
hey, I already told you, JP. You get your ass next driver's seat and I'm gonna kick you on your back pocket.
We lie.
I told him that and you got the baddest white car around here. And that motherfucking name, Buster Douglas. That's who whoops
nah. tight. First 48. I mean first 48 Steakhouse. 48 Steakhouse.
Steak 48.
Thank you. Steak 48.
Busted.
Your car name is
648.
Well, I've been there.
Shotwell, you want to run him on the 13th?
JP trying to see you
yeah.
November 13, man. What you trying to do?
JK, hey, you be crying, bro. You
man,
hear me. He
I'm
can see me at 13. I want to know, is the man driving?
Yeah, he's driving.
Hey, man, that's what you be talking about. You better calm your big tail down somewhere, bro.
Yeah, he's driving. Now, what's next? Man, I got a stay 4 days night on you, boy. What you talking about?
Well, you gonna be a
whole
mother scooter. You think you gonna get a
state 48
on me when I cut that wind light on?
Okay, so it's official. Y'all gonna do it?
It's official.
I couldn't understand you.
I said, that's official. On your
okay.
way.
Big boy, we live.
Yeah. Buster Douglas versus Tyson.
State 48 versus Tyson. We like big boy.
Buster Douglas versus Tyson.
State 48.
Hey, I'm just going. I've been at State 48 at the front door waiting on y'all.
Boy, Tyson,
Larry, who you going with, Larry?
Hey, Larry.
State 48.
We going to go to State 48, but dog and JP, we going to go to 47.
You got to be there. You got to pay my tab. You got to be there. You got to pay the tab.
Hey, stay 47. Tim, and then Tim Buck, too. He's going to stay 47.
Yeah. Hey, say, JP.
Yeah.
What's that, Pico? That fake lawyer didn't widen up. Don't you have a good case before you get that paralyzed?
Say that again.
I said, man, you got a qualified lawyer before you get your ass right.
Thank Dion for this. That's all I can tell you. Thank Dion for this. So, if you short on money,
why he friends with everybody?
When it's time to raise, tell him you to shout. Tell him you need a little money when it's time to raise.
Hey,
I got
JP.
It.
JP, tell him to thank Dion and them. Him and that goddamn Hennessy cup. Dion and them.
Hey, so who's going to be the DP?
Whoever them is.
Man, we ain't got to go through no DP, man. You know what it is. I'm going to come soon as that
man,
race over.
Man, I'm a DP, man. Now, we need to post with the DP, man.
We don't need all that. We need all that.
We need that press on JP, motherfucking ass.
We don't need all that. We don't need no DP, man. We know what it is.
Hey, JP. I'm going to tell you the best way to do it. Get on the passenger side. The next time Flacco drives.
Hey, you know what, Dion?
I told you, get your ass on the passenger side.
Hey, you want to know something that's funny, though?
Uh-oh.
I done been faster than you already.
Whoa, Jack.
Oh, no.
I've been faster than you already.
How much do you fucking
Here we go, y'all. You're going to dig in the archive. Here we go, y'all.
You got the whole cap in shambles right now.
Tonight I was
going to fuck your field in the book. I would have fucked 61 at 160 something miles now. Still got the time slip.
Well, tell him what you was in.
Come on,
Nick.
Come on,
Nick. He's in a dragster. He was in a promo. I mean, a top fuel dragster is what he was in.
Man, I was motherfucking dropped. Both 61 and 165 or something like that.
On the roof.
You made a complete pass.
I put you on the roof when you did.
And then I heard JP went faster than Dion, so I had to jump on. What's going on with that? What's that 48 state? What is that? What is that, K-Dog?
We're going to 47, we're going to 48.
Huh? Well, Nick, let me explain to Nick. He asked me, he called my name. Calm down. Hey, Nick, well, this is what it is, man. My partner over there, he offered me a tab at State 48. I'm talking about an endless tab. I can use what I want.
47.
Hey, man, calm down. Nick, he offered me an endless tab. All I can eat, all I can drink is State 48. All JP had to do was get in his car and drive. And who wouldn't take that? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, so, hold on, wait. What's 48?
What's what, buddy?
What's 48 State? What is that?
State 48, that's a restaurant in Houston.
He don't even know
either. They serve some awesome steaks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard about somebody cooking steaks, so.
No. I'll need JP to do it.
Yeah. The steak gonna get cooked too because they didn't change the name of the car to State 48. So I'm gonna make sure his ass well done before we get out of there.
Yeah. That's right.
All right,
okay.
Nick, one other thing. Nick, so why are you friends with JP when it comes to racing?
What's that?
Why are you and JP became best of friends when I both got race cars?
Why you eat at 48 State?
I ain't eat red meat right now. I'm trying to stop trying to lose some weight, so I'm gonna go there for the drink.
Oh, okay.
But I'm asking.
Is
Christina ready
yet? Huh?
Is Christina ready?
No, that car's up.
I was gonna say, cause Lil Lara locked that motherfucker in too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you drive? I'll lock you in with something else. Why don't you drive?
Oh, I can't fit in.
Oh, okay. Well, then be quiet.
I'm the only one that I can speak.
I heard JP went faster than you. JP went faster than you already.
You can't drive.
See, you ain't been faster than me.
Oh, I bet I have.
Nah, you been faster to the donut shop than I have.
Yeah.
Well, damn, I thought he was talking to Nick. What Rich got to do with that? Now, let him have one-on-one, Rich. Let them have less. Man, he's got Rich in the background.
I just heard about steak. I figured I'd try a new place out, you know.
Yeah, it's steak party. Everybody's invited to watch me eat all that.
Where's it at?
I will let you know. We'll let you know once the race happens. We'll let you know where it is.
Just stay tuned.
Okay.
Yeah, stay tuned.
It's going to happen at Everdale?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. I can't wait. Okay. I'll go back on mute then.
Okay, boss.
Now, did you ever get Christina ready? See, Lil Larry looking for the run up in.
You just wait.
Yeah, I got your list just in case you don't remember the ball. I got you.
Nah. We must have been there and then it kind of faded away. I don't forget nothing.
Don't worry.
I'm just saying I got the list wrote down.
And everybody declined on that motherfucker. Except Tino. Yeah, I can't wait till JP get fucked up. That's his favorite saying. Yeah. Buster Douglas on Tyson ass,
right.
He go.
Man.
Better be careful. Fool with Tyson.
I know.
You better go back and look at that third pass. I ain't gonna let y'all forget. But you better go back and look at
that
third pass.
Listen, that pressure is a totally different when somebody on side of you is it's different. You can make all the goal passes.
So you don't think Shotwell gonna have no pressure on him?
He ain't really.
You would say that. You would answer that Shotwell when I wasn't talking to you. You would. It's the first time the pressure. Right.
but JP don't have no pressure than that.
But it would be you to say it though, dog.
Hey, I'm trying to get me a 48 mil, stay 48 mil over here, man. Be cool.
Well, you ain't gonna get that mil, dog. I'm sorry, bro.
Hey, Shotwell.
Huh?
Silver Dollar looking for dog anyway. He there and that ducky.
I already talked to Silver Dollar today. We already got that discussion, buddy. You just make sure you have that money ready for
damn.
The people at State 48.
Don't
come in there with
want to get everybody
come
fucked up.
Come in there with the credit card. Come with the credit card.
Hey, D-D turned on the whole camp, man.
And Miss Graham ain't born none of that at Everdale or wherever after Everdale. Miss Graham ain't born none of that.
The fudge, AKA
keep going.
The fudge still out there. Yeah.
If he get to Everdale, he got a race.
Uh-oh. Who?
Nick?
Me?
You talking shit. Sound like Miss Graham going to be on your ass, Nick.
You say one more thing.
She won't be stirring the fucking pot, nigga. Goddamn D. Fucking around that motherfucker. Graham gonna be on your motherfucking ass, Nick.
You can't milk that motherfucker down and pull that motherfucker on me.
Say one more thing.
Hey, Puppy. No, y'all should have called.
We'll show y'all what Big Graham do with goddamn cognac. Graham poke cognac got it.
Yeah, okay. Hey, what's the boy?
Graham poke cognac
got
it.
Man, what's the boy's name in Louisiana? What they say?
Well, they say they're going to let me know in a minute. They got a couple of races before that. They said they're going to let me know.
I'm talking about not the car they want to run Bush near, the other car.
They said the same thing. That's what I'm saying. I might
as well just sell my
motherfucker. Man, you stay focused. You got Tino, and if push comes to shove,
I'm just doing something
because
I can't get no rate.
Man, look, you should open your mouth.
Motherfucker, one of their turbo wheel not turning.
Practice.
No. We're going to let him take off.
So that's saying you gonna watch the move.
It's gonna be it's gonna down there be like I watched the move.
I tell you what, I got another gamble, big boy. Me and you. And if JP gapping,
oh,
if JP gapping, you got to put JP picture on your profile for a week. You got to put Tyson picture on your Facebook post for a week. If JP gapping, and if JP lose, I got to put. Hold up, listen. If JP lose, I got to put. If JP don't gapping, I got to put Shotwell on mine for a week.
Nah.
We lie?
Hold on, Kato. I say the loser gets the Mike Tyson tattoo on the side of his face. How about that?
No, I got to go over to you, Nick. You always want to over.
No, we don't put
he's going to be drunk anyway.
Right.
It might could happen.
You're right.
It man, sounded
bad. I mean, it sounded cool.
Ms. Graham and Tyson.
No. We're going to put the Facebook deal. You want to do that or not?
Yeah, but I still want to put Shotwell's sticker on both cards.
No, we ain't going to do that. Our bet is if JP wins first 48, and if JP gap him, you got to change your profile picture for that week to Tyson on your profile picture. And then if JP lose, I got to put Shotwell on my picture. Is that a bet?
Yeah,
and first 48. And stake 48.
I'm having all kind of pictures on that. They're gonna get tired of my timeline. I'm gonna do all kind of things for that stake for they sign.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Have a whole photo shoot.
I like that.
Hey JP, can I get that parrot that King B had the parrot he had over there in Dubai? Can I get that parrot? I want to take a picture with the parrot on my hand from the stake for they. I just want to do some dumb shit.
As if we get parrot. Or
whatever bird
that
was.
And all kind of shit.
Yeah.
We're going to run them little C-10s, too.
When we going to do that? Don't tell me when it's time.
At your race, I think they'll have me ready by then.
We'll do that later. We'll lock that in at a later date.
Yeah. But my wheel's bigger than yours, but I'm still going to, you know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
That.
We'll lock that in later date. Right now, stay focused on what we got going right now. So
I'm have added power to make up for my bigger wheel.
Your wheels are bigger. Fine, I'm happy with that, sir. My bed is longer, so if we go with pecker extensions, I got a longer bed. My bed longer, so I'm still stronger than you. When you got a bigger wheel, I got a longer bed. Since we Peter Gage in here. Hey, but anyway, let's go back to the main thing here. Is that a lock?
It's overstood, yeah. It's overstood.
Okay. We locked. We locked, JP. No more talk.
Buster Douglas running Tyson.
There's
in the stage lane at 7 o'clock on the 13th.
They don't have to put no time on it. They ain't got to put no special time on
it. We get JP a helmet, Mr. Peabody helmet, and some goggles. And a big red clown nose. It's like a clown.
You're going to throw that shit away, too. Tune your hand into him. Going to throw it right in the dumpster, JP. Let him give it to you.
Going
to throw that shit right away.
We're going to call Batman and buy a Batman suit so Dion can put that motherfucker on after the race.
I bet I don't want to see that. I'm having people escort him out of the building. Put a Batman suit on for all them people. He got to be drunk, sir.
What,
get him out of here.
Now,
he's got to be
need,
drunk.
What you need to do is find Lil Larry a race.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I got you the race you got already, and I got another one coming. Just be cool.
Well, that ain't enough. I want about three or four races, four or five races. I ain't racing nobody.
I tell you what.
I'm trying to make up before the year.
That last 10 out of Dallas is trying to do a four-car all-steel, all-glass shootout. With Lil Larry trying to do that?
You talking about?
The S10 out of Dallas. He just inboxed
me. I mean, I will, but I'd rather just run for the money. But, I mean, that's cool. I mean,
okay, well, since you look, I'm going to get you some heat. If you want some heat, just be cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have your goddamn tongue hanging out your mouth for the night over with, huh?
Goddamn right.
But y'all ain't never said nothing about Blue Muffin either, though. Cause one of their camp members, he been big on other people's cars.
I want to make sure he still got the same.
Oh, Lord. It's 10 o'clock, JP.
I'm trying to see if he still got the same track people money. If he still got everybody money.
Got 18 more minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to see. If they still feel the same and bet the same. Set up dog for the feed, child. I feed these children.
Hey, we're gonna get
chill
that in the next
yeah,
week show.
Chill out. The enemy's on the phone.
Man,
I don't know
what y'all doing
over there.
Them little sooner hounds you got over there, man. I don't hear nobody deep over there.
But hey, these are pretty bullies, Frenches, English, can't cross those.
Okay.
What is it? Can't cross those English bullies, Bor, and Benjamin. Benjamin's
okay.
Rock,
well,
Benjamin.
Right now, the poodle must be barking right now. Right now, the only one supposed to be barking is the poodle.
The poodle at home. Oh, you're right. Yeah,
that's
good. The poodle at home.
Okay, I thought I heard a poodle barking. My bad.
I appreciate it, my
brother.
The poodle at the house, man. I'm feeding me killing. Like, this is my first time coming over today. But quick thing got the subject of JP getting fucked up, and he want to be friends with everybody. Nick come right on. He ain't said nothing to JP. He going to say something to me. But he fanning the dough, checking the top, pressing all that stuff. Kareem doing the same. Nunu, all of them. But JP want to get everybody fucked up, but he want to be friends when it comes in the race. Dre said that shit. And one thing I gotta go with him with. When it comes to JP racing, he want to be friends with everybody when he ain't got a race.
Damn.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to get you fucked up. I ain't got nothing in class, so I know you're going to be hollering. Or I'm going to be bullying. So that shit in your class, that's why I'm putting Southwell on there. And he a little weaker than you, but he's still going to take you just on the driver's ability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we still going to come back to your trailer and eat big. So cook a big black pot.
Yeah. That's
big
a good
appetizer
before we go to State
48. Man, you can't ride a
nah,
JPK.
We're going to State 48 another
hey,
day.
That's just going to be a...
We're going to eat food
be, yeah, we're going to... Yeah. But see, like, after that Sunday, we're going to be at State 48 Sunday doing the big.
Oh, yeah. You see, so...
Partner.
We're going to pull a race off.
State
48
doing
too.
The big.
Man, go
yeah, yeah,
hey man,
yeah.
Go on mute, man. Nobody wanna hear them little sooner hounds eat, man.
Got them little weenie dogs over there.
Yeah. Got Snoop and them over there with their little shit. Ain't gonna do nothing.
little ankle dogs, little ankle biter.
Talking about King Carter and all
that.
Oh shit.
Yeah, he getting drunk tonight.
Fell
I got
off,
him.
Goddamn it. He fell
I got
off.
Him, Larry. He getting drunk. I got him tonight, baby. I got him. Ooh, I got his ass
yeah.
tonight, buddy.
He ought to sleep good tonight. He ought.
Yeah, you have to come on down to State 48 with it, Larry. You got to come on down. Cause we going to have a full
hey,
right.
Right.
Goddamn, Shotwell going to be
hey,
mad with you. Goddamn.
Down. You don't have a
shot. It's not against you, brother.
Hey, it ain't against you neither, but I'm going to. I'm gonna put it in your face when I put that light on, though, dog. Just know that.
I'm gonna take it like a man.
Hey, I'm gonna
get dead in your
mother. Hey, Shotwell,
face,
might well come eat steak.
He might
well come eat steak 48 too. Shit, we ain't paying.
Nah, we want him outside.
Y'all ain't gonna let me steak 48, but
I'm
gonna come eat
outside.
Outside.
Yeah, I want him outside.
No, like you gonna be at steak 48, but you gonna be eating water looking at me eat. Hey, can I get a piece of
hey.
That steak?
I'm gonna be honest with you. If JP lose, I'm a cash out in the money. I'm not going to State 48. I'm not going. I'm not going nowhere around
that. No. Hey, I'm gonna cut
hey,
your
you
head off.
Are you gonna send him that $100 minimum, huh?
That's it. That's it. A hot 100, JP, and I'm through. So if you go over the limit, get in your pockets, buddy.
Boy,
Oh,
I know how to get it. I got it. I promise I got it.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Dog, JP, I'm going to put that hot suit up in that busted tile, and you're going to grab your head.
Man, did you see? Look, go and look at my boy Third Pass on Facebook now. You got to understand now. That right there will cover you.
That's what nobody on the – hey, he ain't been in front of that – he ain't been in front of that gun yet.
Man, that man just got to go
that,
that man just got to go from,
hey,
from start to finish.
Under full power.
That's it.
Let him halfway do it. Watch what happens.
And Tyson has never been to a track. He ain't never so you're in trouble, buddy.
Hey, Tyson ain't never drove with Tyson in the car.
Be cool, Josh. You started to cheat now.
Hey, dog. Hey, Troy. I heard you laugh, Troy. You got here to say hi. Huh?
Nah, Troy ain't on here.
Troy live on Facebook.
Oh. Hey, Larry. If I catch you pointing the other way when I come in that water box, I'm going to get dead on your face too when I come back. Damn, man, which way I go? I'm going to say 48, old boy.
Sure will.
But bet the wrong way. Hey, dog, he can go. But if he bet the wrong way, I guarantee he don't eat on our dollar. You just don't look behind you. You won't worry about which way I go.
Shawell, you don't stand a chance, man. Be honest with you.
No.
You don't even stand a chance.
But,
we understand that.
Dog.
But at least you race.
I'm
going to
get
that, in the paint. But, man, you don't stand a
chance.
Dog,
I'm going to get that, dog.
Yeah, eventually.
Don't count me out, dog.
Eventually, you're going to get
it. Dog, I'm going to cut that light on, dog.
Man, JP,
hey,
going to roll the window out. Let the fumes escape by the time you get there.
Well, let me say this to you. It's only 10% of the time that both cars make a full hit down there. He bound to fuck up, dog. He can't fuck up with it because he's dead.
We talking about Tyson, man. Go back and look at Tyson history and tell me when you seen Tyson not make a trip. On the street, the track, or whatever. Go back and look.
Tyson made the trip when I couldn't even do a good burnout.
Thank you. Go back and look.
Dog, I'm coming to you. Just know that. It just, you got to take whatever I come with.
Shot will. Leave how did you want to leave, buddy?
Leave how did you want to leave?
I'm going to give you that.
Dog,
go ahead.
Dog, I'm coming to you when I cut the wind light on, dog. I'm telling you.
Hey, I can't go to everybody leave. I can't leave the track to everybody gone. So come on, buddy. I got
don't
you.
Go running. Don't go hiding.
Mm-mm.
I'm coming. I'm going to grab the mic, and I'm going to find you.
I got to do that, buddy, so come on with it.
Hey, JP, man, you still let me come back there to the black pot, man. I ain't never had another black pot, so when I cut the wind light on, man, don't push me out the back.
Man, I want you to come get something before you got down and get up there, so fuck around take it.
Yeah,
no,
I
don't
want
to
be full. Because I'm going to leave you sitting at, first off, I'm going to leave you sitting at that light. Then you bust them tires loose, and I'm going to kill you dead.
Bust them tires. You think that man got to leave hard to catch you?
You damn right he got to leave hard.
Man, that man
going to
be driving to the grocery store.
That
man
going
to be driving to the grocery store. Think what he going to say.
Hey,
how
you going?
What's up, buddy?
You.
Dog.
Hey.
When you see that big
nigga, all you
going to
hear? Hey, all you going to hear? They say Shotwell.
You ain't hear that. You ain't hear that. Yeah, go hear that.
What you gonna do,
gonna
boy?
You ain't gonna hear that, buddy. Not at all.
Hey, dog. Just the only thing that I want to know. When I cut that wind light on, literally, what are you really gonna do?
I'm gonna get that $100 ready, so I go cash out big boy for the State 48.
So
that's what
you
I'm gonna
know
do.
I got to come back to the return road. What's going to be going through your head then?
Next two cars in line. I got a race to run.
Hey, but you're going to be looking over your shoulder the whole time. I know this loud, crazy dude coming. I just don't know when and where.
Yeah, I'm probably meet you halfway and take my lick. I ain't gonna let you do it on the start line. I'm gonna go to the back.
No, don't meet me halfway. I'm gonna pass up.
Now you know I got security out there. You know I got security.
Hey. I am security. Come up there where you at.
Don't make me hit the panic button on you.
Hey, that's all right. Hey, that's my little homie, little Larry, supposed to come in, man, to get him up out.
Larry gonna be in the stall number one.
Boys over there. I'm gone.
Hey, Larry Rose.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I need you to open the passenger door and tear both of my balls on, man, and point my way.
You're going to be scared of two kids, JP. You're going to be scared of two kids.
Hey, Larry, let them know where you at, man, when you open my door.
Man, that motherfucker. Hey, you got a diaper on that car?
JP, I'm willing to blow it up, JP. Just take that wind light off.
You got a diaper on that car? Hey, make sure you leave it deposited in the tick booth.
I got a diaper.
You ain't got
my
diaper?
Yeah, goddamn. Yeah. Man, that man got to run his car off of no diaper. Man, they got to do all that. Man, that man going to be driving. Hey, JP, your favorite grocery store, Kroger's, ATB. Just drive over there and say, oh, hey, well, look, I catch him in traffic. And just drive on around.
Now, you know, that's what I like, though. I like that talking before. I like that pregame talk. And when I get up there and bust it wide open, I'm going to come look. I think just come and just size up, man. Let me just look at you.
No. I got security with me. I'm letting you know.
Hey, I'm just telling you, though. I really hate to tell you, though. You ain't going to get that state, though. I promise you, you ain't going to get that state.
Yeah, because I might want some chick. I don't know what I want. I'm going to figure it out when I get there. Salmon,
no,
I don't know.
You ain't going to get nothing from Steak 48 at all, dog. At all.
I might just order steak and look at it. Just look at the steak.
You better order. That's what you're going to have to do, because you're going to have to pay for that steak. That's probably why you're going to look at it. Damn.
Get a tomahawk on that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
JP, he's going to have to pay for that tomahawk on his own money now. Don't tell him to do that. Them tomahawks cost. I'm gonna run out your life. Then I may look at this grill.
Oh, Lord have mercy. JP,
yeah,
it's trying to cut the show off. Hey, JP, it's trying to cut the show off. Shotwell got sleepy. Shotwell sleeping. Shotwell sleeping.
Hey, he must have picked up the bottle. He must have picked up the bottle. That's what he said it down.
He's sleeping, JP. Let him go to sleep. He's shot well asleep. He's talking outside his head. He's sleeping. Go get some rest, JP. Shot well. Get some rest, man.
Hey, he didn't think that'd be a cup on accident.
I bet Miss Brown won't give me anything grudge, right?
I bet she will.
When?
Whenever you want it. Well, no, 13, on the 13, because I can't go back to the 13.
Okay. Hey, I'll see you
with all that nonsense.
Hey, I'll see you after I paralyze your homeboy.
Okay.
Now, I'm glad Dow called and said, here you go, trying to number any time, and he got a race coming up.
You're right.
That's the only thing about that. He can back up. That's cool.
All right, after you and JP race, we'll see how it turned out. If you don't keep going in the woods,
I'm willing to throw motor pieces in where to put that light on now. Hey, I just got a tick.
OG Al say he wants you at my race too. I just got a text. But I know if we cut the show off, we'll lock it in next week probably. But he say he wants you too. OG Al.
Hey, tell him. Get him on the line tomorrow. Get him on the line.
Okay, we can. No, there will be. Oh, first on the front line. Yeah, back line. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, we ain't going to let him do what.
Let me see.
He sounds
real tough over there, Laro.
Yeah.
I told you,
he
said be a cup.
By 10:30.
Hold on, dog.
By 10:30, OG.
If you can,
I know LC have a problem with his car right now.
Oh, man, one at a time. You get him on any given Sunday.
Man, I want to make her race, too. I'm going to. They ain't got no pressure.
Man, you better get some seat time. You better start getting seat time before you go over that $10 race.
Hey, what?
Any given Sunday.
I want to make you can't tell nobody where I'm going to run him at. I'm going to you do your job, man.
Larry, I'm going to get you a golf cart to get him out the woods. He going in the woods, Larry. He going in the woods.
Hey, man.
He going to miss the turn.
Hey, man,
he
going to keep going
until
he blow the motor. Boy,
Larry, the man going in the woods, man, a quarter mile track. He going in the woods.
I'm going to get the forklift, get him up out of there.
Larry, that boy will end up in Beaumont. When he land, he's going to land in Beaumont.
Somebody. Hey, but I bet y'all win. I'm going to land with that one. That win like that on that.
Oh, boy,
this boy is crazy. Did you do what I asked you, man? Well, I got
what,
2 minutes, dog. Did you do it?
Yeah, I talked to him. He said, come on the back line.
He's at 10:30. Hey, man, I'm talking about your homeboy, bro, before we go out.
Who?
I know he has a problem right now.
Who?
Yo.
Who is my homeboy?
LC.
Oh, we'll call him tomorrow.
That big
fuck
of heaven, Monte Carlo.
Yeah, we'll call him tomorrow. Cat got his number. We'll call him tomorrow.
So, LC, what car you got, though? Monte Carlo?
Monte Carlo, yeah.
A loser?
Oh, that's the one. You got the track. I lined up next to him in the first pass. He was at the track.
Come on, man. Come on, JP. Come on.
He was waiting on you. He was looking for Shotwell, too.
Ooh.
Hey, man, the man was hurt, man. I was out there. That man dead.
Let that man get past.
Yeah, that's why I say JP ain't nothing. I'm a killer.
You saw that man make it past and you still going out there? You got to be crazy.
JP got to get a little more horsepower. JP needs more horsepower, man.
You got to be losing your ever-loving mind, boy.
Hey, man, I'm thinking about taking out one of my Cylinoids and seeing if I can put it on that table. He's going to need a little more.
Larry, what are you going to be saying?
Yeehaw. Oh, Larry, you with him, Larry?
Hey, I'm in style number one. You know where I'm at.
Yeah, stay in style number one, man. I'm going to go cut this whip light on. I'm going to go pull it, yeah.
Yeehaw. I stay behind it, so you can't look behind.
That boy going to say, hee-haw, man, jumping over the goddamn tree, landing in Beaumont.
Damn.
Daddy, y'all bring the truck.